Blog Talk Radio.
Holy ground, ground.
Industry Ready Production, PSBeats.com.
Make your purchase
now. Bad bitch ratchet, thugger in the hood like she good, walking around letting everybody smash it. Bad bitch ratchet, always the first one begging, cause you know that she don't ever really have shit. Bad bitch ratchet, but if she tell it then she cute, how everybody ugly except for you, shit. Yeah, bad bitch ratchet, what you got a lot for, bitch? Basically, bottom line is bad bitch ratchet.
Yeah. She remind me of a bad dream. Sad thing, that ass spring, but ain't clean. Nope. Hell nah, that ain't my bitch. My type of bitch got a job and got more sins. She the type to spend all the rent money. To tweet a bunch of pigs talking about you spend money. You ain't shit once you borrowing your friend money. Ratchet type chicks, the reason why I don't lend money. Stop playing, what you thinking that I'm tricking, bitch? I hate when ratchet hoes say they on some different shit. I'm raw as fucking probably the realest that you gon' get. These bitches acting too stuck up like they don't ever suck a dick. That's a lie, bitch, and everybody know. And word around town is you do more than dropping low. You ain't a lady, you's a motherfucking hoe. Stop fronting because we already know, so.
Bad bitch ratchet, yeah. Thugger in the hood like she good, walking around letting everybody smash it. Bad bitch ratchet, always the first one begging, cause you know that she don't ever really have shit. Bad bitch ratchet, yeah. But if yeah. She tell it, yeah. She cute, yeah. How everybody yeah. Ugly except yeah. For you, yeah. Shit. Bad yeah. Bitch ratchet, yeah. But yeah. You got a yeah. Lot for, yeah. Bitch. Basically, yeah. Bottom line is bad bitch ratchet.
Never no money, but always got a handout. And Ugg boots in summertime don't help you stand out. You got evicted, so you staying at your friend's house and try and fuck niggas on your motherfucking friend's couch. Bad women got pussies with no limits. Give her two shots, she be screaming, don't stop. Get it admitted, bitches, it's true. Some of y'all hating and might even walk away, cause I'm probably talking about you. I'm a rude type dude, I'm telling these hoes what's up. Everything you do make me wanna shut you the fuck up. I don't hit balls even though your attitude fucked up. I call my other boss, you come through and you getting fucked up. Damn it, I'm one of the illest living since the touch is plenty. So slick, Rick, don't know Nick, but straight tennis. You think I live in a mansion trying to show me a dancing like every other bitch and I can't stand.
Bad bitch ratchet, find her in the hood like she good, walking around letting everybody smash you. Bad bitch ratchet, always the first one begging, cause you know that she don't ever really have she. Bad bitch ratchet, but if she tell it then she cute, how everybody ugly except for you, she. Bad bitch ratchet, what you got a lot for, bitch? Basically, bottom line is bad bitch ratchet.
Yo, it's the president, the boss himself. My name's Murphy, can't forget my name. Yeah.
Holy ground, ground.
Back to the shit.
Bad bitch ratchet, find her in the hood like she good, walking around letting everybody smash it. Bad bitch ratchet, always the first one begging, cause you know that she don't ever really have shit. Bad bitch ratchet, but if you tell her bitch she cute, how everybody ugly except for you, she. Bad bitch ratchet, but you got a lot for, bitch. Basically, bottom line is bad bitch ratchet.
Get it back, fam.
I'll beat the pussy up. I'll beat the pussy up.
Make a shake like a vibrator. Laugh now, I'ma make you cry later. Your boyfriend was a bitch, nigga, buy a hater. I'ma get deep in it. Tomb Raiders all in the crib. Room Raiders, yeah, I'm a dog. I be howling at the moon, baby. I break kids, but I'm a grown man. I wish you beat her from the back. Play with that pussy with my hands. We can do it on the floor or the chair, ma. Matter of fact, we could do it anywhere, huh? Call me, I can get it juicy for you. Set the camera up. Make a movie for you. I'm a nasty nigga, I ain't never lie. Here to make you wanna keep the baby Kevin Federline. Young Sue, nigga, no, I don't fuck around. Your girl calling me, begging me to fuck her now. Sue,
I beat the pussy up. I beat the pussy up. I beat the pussy up. Rather beat it, dicky girl.
her down, cause I know she really need it. Yeah, I get her wet, wetter than she ever been. Now she telling me that she gonna tell all her friends. I'm like, okay, bring them all along, as long as I can stick my tongue in between the thong. Yeah, I'm nasty, I know you like it. Lick the bottom lip, baby girl, you gon' bite it. Yeah, I go deep, I love it from the back. Arch that back, make that ass clap. Make the pussy squirt, yeah, I got stroke. Tell me where it hurts, spread them legs. Little mommy, watch you work. Tell me what it is, show me what it could be. Pussy on my lips, juice box tastes good to me. Put it on my tongue, fill me on up. Put it in your gut, I beat the pussy up.
I beat the pussy up. I beat the pussy up. Like a free fall, big wood, thicker than a tree log. How to bouncing on the dick like a seesaw, baby. I'm raw, I got old use protection, and we can get it right here in the VIP session. I wanna fuck you right here, like Irk say. Mr. Ice with the cream, no dessert place. Scream my name, baby. I'm Skipper. Just one dance, gotta reach it for my zipper. It's down, I'm a dicker. You can pick her up or I'll deliver. Panties in the way, if the new one, I'ma rip them. I go hard in the paint. Boyfriend mugging all hard cause he can't. 91 premium, all in the tank. I deposit that dick to call it a sperm bank.
I beat the pussy up. I beat the pussy up. I beat the pussy up.
I don't know the significant reasons why women do that. Women usually say they do it because the sex is whack or vice, you know, that bullshit. I feel you should tell a motherfucker. If the shit is whack and it's bullshit and it's garbage, yo, tell him. Tell him what needs to be done, what needs to be done right. Tell him what you like, what you dislike. You know what I'm saying? Instead of you faking a fucking orgasm and, you know, it's some bullshit. If he can't take constructive criticism, fuck him. Then you need to find you another nigga, another dude for that reason any fucking way. So women, stop faking a fucking orgasm. Let a fucking man know when he hitting it right, when you busting off right. Let a man know what it is, you know what I'm saying? Topic number two, what's the difference between a wife, a mistress, and a bottom bitch? What is the difference between a wife, a mistress, and a bottom bitch? What is the difference? People, I need y'all to call into my show and tell me what the fuck y'all think it is. What's a wife? What's a mistress? What's a bottom bitch? I need to know what the fuck is those two, three things that's going on out there. Call in 646-200-3838. You want to listen? Just listen. Or press 1 if you want to join in. Or just click on a link that I have posted all around the internet. They listen to it live on your internet because this is a great internet radio show. One of the top ones. Not just for Monday night, but one of the top shows in Radio Land weekly. So I need y'all to call in and tell me what's the between a wife, a mistress, and a bottom bitch. My thought is a wife is wife. You know what I'm saying? There is no other. You know what I'm saying? You have no other lady that you're smashing or whatever. Or if you do, then she's one of the other two. She's going to be a mistress or she's going to be a bottom bitch. To me, a mistress is somebody that's accepted being your side piece and know who your wife is, and she's significant with being the other lady. You know what I'm saying? Like, your wife is usually the last one to know anything. Your mistress, your bottom bitch, probably know before your fucking wife will, if you have one or if you had one. And your bottom bitch is a bitch that's down for everything. You know what I'm saying? She's going to do it all. She's going to do this. She's going to do that. She's going to do it all. And she's accepted with you fucking all these different people. She's okay with you fucking more than one other chick. But she's your main bitch, but she knows you're doing everybody else as well. You know what I'm saying? As a mistress is, it's just the mistress and your wife. Just two people. Bottom bitch, it's a bunch of bitches. Wife, just one. We got my first call online. We have Real Talk. Real Talk, you there, baby? Real Talk.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's going on?
Real Talk. What's going on, Playboy?
Big Steph, you know how it is. You know what we do.
Yeah, I know how it is. I'm sipping on this margarita right now and eating some damn Munchies Trail Mix right now as I'm on the radio show.
All right. Well, you know, I'm smoking those killers right now. I would leave it like that.
Little backyard boogie
like
kid.
That. You know how it is. I'm smoking those killers right now. Soon I'm going to be sounding like Red Fox.
Yeah.
Shit.
No, you'll start choking and coughing on the air and shit. You good. All right.
Now, what was the topic? I missed the topic.
Today, we got two topics. The first topic is, why do women fake orgasms? Why do women fake orgasms? And two is, what's the difference between a wife, a mistress, and a bottom bitch? What is the difference between those three?
Well, first, why do women fake orgasms? I got three solutions for that one right there.
Go ahead.
The first one. The nigga ain't putting it down like he wants to. She don't want to hurt his feelings, so boom, she going to try to knock it out real fast. Oh, I'm coming to such and such. Second, she going to fake it to try to get that nigga to come fast. Mm-hmm. All right? And third, she probably done fucked somebody beforehand and want the nigga to think.
Want you trying to get your ass out the bed to go fuck the other nigga.
Exactly, yo. There go number four. Because women always, I don't care what females say. I don't care how many females on this line listening. Y'all always faking fucking orgasms.
Yo, and my thing is, why fake it, man? Yo, tell a motherfucker he ain't hitting it right. That way You won't be let down when you come back around for the second go around or the third go around. You know what I'm saying? That ain't like you don't get a, you ain't gonna give him no more pussy. You gonna fuck the nigga again afterwards. So why fake it? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Tell them about
the shit. Exactly. And that's the thing about it. And they be faking that shit. Oh, nigga be like, hold up, you ain't sound like that yesterday. You know?
So right. Don't be fucking. Don't be yelling. Don't be making all this fucking noise. And you know I'm not. If you know I ain't hitting on shit, and I know I ain't hitting on shit, I'm like, this bitches. Most of the time, a nigga knowing a real nigga that be putting in work, he gonna know if you fronting or not. He gonna fucking know.
Exactly. And what niggas thought I realized is these females is pushing out 10-pound fucking babies.
Exactly.
So how bad is you really hurting them? You understand? But that's how I see shit sometimes.
Right, I see it the same fucking way. There's no way that I'm in here slaying you like this, and you in here faking this motherfucking all that. Bitch, I know you faking. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you got a wide ass coochie, and I'm in, I'm a fucking hanging out. I'm just sitting here just hanging the fuck out.
Hey,
like, come on, bitch, come on. You
the walls is gone and shit, and you know, don't got no walls. It's like an echo.
Like, yo. See your man Ron down in there hanging out, barbecuing and shit down in that motherfucker.
Exactly, yo. But these, no, I ain't gonna say these bitches, because I'm trying to keep it on a professional level. These females out here, some of them is really off the meat rack, yo.
Yeah, there's
some
ladies,
of them really
ladies
are.
Listening, there's no reason to fake an orgasm. Tell that nigga with that whack dick that you fucking, he ain't hitting it right.
See,
you know, but you can be constructive. You can tell him more nicely and shit like that. But let him know. You know what I'm saying? Don't.
Because
all you're going to do is make it worse. He's going to think he be putting in fucking work, and he always going to be hitting you and say, yo, why this bitch give me no pussy? And she was hooting and hollering. You know what I'm saying? You're going to build his ego up, and he ain't even doing shit to be let down in the long run, because you're going to build his ego up, and then you're not giving a nigga no more pussy. So something's wrong.
Some of them do that because that nigga could be, you know, hitting off lovely and shit, and she just don't want to give it up, because she's going to fake this shit all the time just to get the dough. Females do some trifling shit nowadays, come to think of it. A couple of females out here is trifling like a motherfucker sometimes.
Right. Or the nigga be putting in the work so fucking good and killing that shit that she fuck nigga this nigga off this pussy, because nigga killing her shit, man. This nigga all in my fucking guts, all in my uterus, my throat. You know, he killing the shit out of this motherfucker pussy. Let me get this nigga off me, this big country ass nigga off of me tonight.
Exactly. It could be like that, too. Now, as far as your other one with the mistress and who was it? The mistress, the wife, and a bitch
and
you just don't care about?
And the bottom bitch. And the bottom bitch.
Damn. See, you got the mistress on the side. The mistress is the one who slays in the cut or whatever. But see, sometimes it's not even good to have them bitches around, because them bitches, they fall in love. They wind up fucking your shit up, too.
Exactly. Listen, and if your mistress or, you know what it is? The bottom bitch, she's accepted with her spot. Really, she don't give a fuck. She know you out there fucking mad at the bitches. She's not the mistress. The bottom bitch means you fucking more than her and the wifey or whatever. You just fucking a bunch of bitches. She knows what it is or whatever. Now, the bottom bitch gonna play a position. Now, the fucking mistress, 9 times out of 10, that bitch is gonna find out where you live at. She's coming to the door and she's ringing your fucking bell. Why? Because she wants your spot. She's going to fucking show up and try and take your spot. So, ladies, watch these mistresses out there. I'm on y'all side tonight. The mistresses are fucking winning. The mistresses are fucking winning. I'm trying to tell you. Mistresses are fucking getting married. You, all type of shit, dude.
The mistress is winning?
Mistresses are fucking winning nowadays, man. I hate to say it. The mistress, the side bitches is fucking winning. How many motherfuckers? You don't hear about too many side niggas out this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So if she's a mistress or a side bitch, she's fucking somebody else too. So she's getting two pieces of cock. You know, she ain't just getting one, to be honest with you.
Exactly. And what I want to know about these fucking females is, how the fuck you feel comfortable being a fucking mistress? For the simple fact, you know you're going to fall. If the nigga is banging you right, you fucking know you're going to fall in love with the dick. So how you feel right being a fucking mistress? You understand?
Right. You're correct. Well, we need to know. You know what? Sometimes they're happy with being a mistress because they don't have the They don't have to deal with all the hardships of the household. You know what I'm saying? Mistress, she'll just come around. She'll get some dick. She'll give you some pussy. She'll take a little bit of money, go shopping. She has no headaches whatsoever. She ain't worried about no fucking bills being paid. She ain't worried about fucking feeding them kids. She ain't worried about working extra hours. Because your ass is, because the nigga be tricking off any motherfucking way, because that's the side that you want to keep her. You know what I'm saying? She ain't got no headaches whatsoever. She's fucking happy. And she's content.
Uh-huh.
That's mostly why the missions are fucking winning. They do whatever the fuck them bitches do. Trips.
Exactly.
Them bitches do trips.
Exactly.
They do all type of shit. They do all the shit that the wife you can't do because all the shit, the wife you got the kids. You know what I'm saying? They do all the shit that the wife you cannot do. They go on fucking trips. They go shopping sprees. They do cruises.
Mm-hmm.
They get the outfits. They get the jewelry. They the fucking, what do you want to call that? They the arm candy. They the fucking arm candy. Hold
the
on, y'all. Yo.
Arm candy.
Yeah, my lines are on fire, y'all. My lines are on fire. And I got about 1 million people listening. If you want to join in, please press 1. If your ass is scared, stay where you at and don't press it. But if you want to join in... And you got some balls.
Yeah,
you know what?
Don't be scared.
You know what? I think I got some tickets left. I want a mistress to call in. I need me a mistress to call in. Hold on. This might be a mistress. Kim. We got Kim on the line. This might be a mistress. Kim, you there?
I am not a mistress.
You ain't give me a chance to say the first mistress
Damn.
That call in is gonna win something. You know what
she
I'm saying?
Right
you might be my winner tonight.
She came right on. I am not a mistress.
Yeah, wait, you ain't get a chance to ask you nothing. I ain't get a chance to ask you, baby.
I'm sorry. How are you?
I'm fine, baby. Are you a mistress?
No.
Okay. Well, we're going to skip that right there. We're going to go to the first topic at hand. Why do women fake orgasms, Kim?
Oh, yeah, that's a female right there. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Well, there you go.
Yeah. Why do women fake orgasm? I need to know.
I think some of them do it because they don't want to, you know, hurt the person's feelings. You know, I think they want to make that person think that they're doing something even though they're really not.
Yeah, but don't you believe that's making it worse, though?
Me, I believe so. I believe so, but people, you know, women do it all the time.
Why?
Because
you know, they don't want to hurt feelings?
Me personally, I haven't learned that. You know, I can't.
You,
my body's
can't
not going to allow it.
I ain't never heard a female say they can't fake an orgasm.
You
heard
the
first one. Ooh, that's good, Daddy. Yes. Oh, that was great. You ain't fake. You ain't even got to do nothing special.
It's so fake, though. And if you're with somebody and they don't know that all that ooh, ooh, ooh and stuff is not real, come on. That lets you know where their mind is. Because
okay, so listen. If I'm smashing you all the time, right, you're my chick, you know what I'm saying? We smash on the regular, blah, 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 blah. And I know that when you reach climax, you're fucking shaking, like the devil's in you. How can you fake that? How the fuck can you fake your head spinning around
like
the devil's
in your
shit?
Ass?
Yeah, your head spinning around like exorcist and shit and all time. How the fuck can you fake that?
Right, but I don't think that they're faking the big ones. I think they're faking the small ones, you know. But if you're with somebody and you've been with that person knows, you know, they could tell by, you know, the wetness and everything. So if they don't know when you're faking it, that's something that they really got to think about. And if you're making some extensive noise when that person knows that they're not really putting it down like that, then there's a problem. Why people do it, I don't know. But women do it all the time.
Yeah, I
say that's fucked up.
Yeah, I say it's fucked up. I think you're making the matters worse than hand because, you know, later, sometime down the line, when he wants to smash it, you're going to be like, nah. You ain't going to give it to him. But in his head, he's like, yo, I be killing this shit. Why she don't give me none? okay, she's cheating on me, he's going to think the worst. She must be fucking somebody else. She must be fucking somebody else. So why do that? Why, you know, open yourself up or set yourself up for failure? You know what I'm saying? You starting an argument and don't even know you're starting one with this faking this fucking orgasm bullshit. Because if you in the bed with me and I'm smashing you and you all this shit, and then, yeah, I killed this shit, then tomorrow I want to smash, or I want to smash for the week, and be like, nah, baby, nah. What the fuck you mean, nah? Bitch, I just had your ass in about 12 positions, and you bust off all crazy and shit, you know what I'm saying? You must be fucking somebody else. You got to be fucking somebody else.
That's what it is.
That does not mean that.
I'm going to think. I'm the man. You're just the man you're speaking. I'm going to think that. You got to be fucking somebody else, because I know I be putting in fucking work. You telling me the nigga's putting in work? No.
But what about the guy? What about the guy that comes up with all these new positions after all these years, and now all of a sudden they decide that they want to flip this and flip
that?
The
nigga just getting creative. Shit, so he's just getting creative.
You want to do missionary and back shots every fucking time?
No.
All right, then you want to try some new shit.
As this lady said on TV one day, she said, and he doesn't even come, but the person that she was with, he came with all these new moves and stuff like that, and it wasn't even like he didn't know what he was doing. They were already practiced already, so he was already, you know, perfectionate with it. Like, all right, he done mastered this, and now he want to bring it home. What's up with that?
Okay, see, hold up. You're talking about somebody that's been fucking on the regular, and they tried it. So that might be a little different. Like, I remember when I was young, I think I just got out of high school, I was fucking this chick or whatever, and yo, she was a dead fuck. I ain't gonna lie, it was a dead fuck. Dead. But just lay there, just dead. We ain't fucked no more. We fucked maybe 2 or 3 times, and I said, yo, man, this bitch is dead. I stopped fucking with her. Yo, about 7, 8 months later, ran into her again. We did something. This bitch was a fucking professional. Where the fuck you know all this shit from, bitch? I just stopped fucking with you months ago. So somebody told this bitch something. You know what I'm saying? But if me and you were smashing on the regular,
mm-hmm.
and you just come home with like 12 new moves, that's different. But you know what I'm saying? Why he ain't just bust one new move on you tonight, then bust another move like the next time? Now if a bitch come home and she got motherfucking 3 positions and she's sucking me off with ice cubes and she's got honey out of her coochie, all this shit. The next time we fuck, I'm like, hold up, bitch. Where the fuck you learned this shit from, bitch? We was just doing missionary every night for like 2 years straight. What the fuck all this shit come from? Hold on, y'all. We have another call. We have Tiffany on here. Tiffany, you on there?
Yes, I am. Hey,
is this
everybody.
My Tiffany from Brooklyn that's going to work?
Yep.
Oh, another female. Oh, damn. Another female. Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So, Tiffany from Brooklyn.
Yep.
Why do women fake orgasms, baby?
I don't know, because I can't do that. I can't.
Oh,
it's
come
not,
on.
It's not
so you, know, you sound like, you sound like Kim.
You know what? Exactly. Come on, cut it out.
I can't.
You know, this shit was a
hurt.
Hey, real talk. They rehearsed this shit, real talk.
Yeah, they had to. They called each other on that phone. They was like, listen.
I will kick your ass up off me in a New York minute. I'm not even built for making that. I'm sorry. Look, you got to get up. This ain't going to work. And I'm rude, so I'm sorry. You're going to be offended. You got to go.
See, that's the problem. That's another reason why women fake orgasms, because they don't know how to tell a man. See, you just gonna tell a nigga, yo, get your big, lazy, sloppy ass up off me. Don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Yes,
you can't do that, boo boo.
Exactly.
I guess that's why I ain't got no man.
So maybe that's why you talking about get the fuck off of me.
That's why you got no man.
Like that.
You're fucking rude.
Hey, it is what it is. I can't listen. I'm not gonna cheat myself.
You're not gonna cheat yourself. So that's why you. That's why you, but you can't tell him rudely. You gotta tell him nicely. Like, look, baby, I know you trying your hardest. You're trying your best, but this shit you doing right here is not working for me.
Not after you done talked all this shit about what you was gonna do to me. You supposed to be able to back that up.
Well, maybe he was talking a lot of shit. Hey, what he's gonna do, but. You was more experienced than he was, and more than what he thought he could handle.
If you ain't that confident in your shit, I'm gonna need you to just be quiet and go with the flow. Don't pop shit and they can't deliver.
That's right. I'm with
you. You know what? Y'all females need to cut that shit out. What y'all talk about if you pop shit and can't deliver? Okay, so the nigga's delivering, all right? Let's say the nigga's delivering.
If you can deliver, I'm all for it. I'll work through the pain.
Okay, what if he talks? What about the women that talk all this shit? What they gonna do?
She needs to be cursed the fuck out too.
Shit is garbage.
She needs to be cursed the fuck out too. Ain't no double standard.
You know what I'm saying? What if the bitch shit is trash? Not trash, but T-rash. T-rash. What is up?
T-rash. God damn.
She needs to be cursed out too. Ain't no double standard. That goes both ways. Ain't no double standard. No.
That shit is beyond damn trash. He said T-rash. That shit is nasty, disgusting.
Yeah. You know, I need somebody to tell me about it. Look, ladies, if any of you ladies out there in Radio Land want to give me some pussy, and y'all do give me some, and I ain't hitting it right, please let me fucking know.
You know what?
Let
you
me
are
fucking
so...
know. What?
I would hope that they would in general, just for whoever you're with, if that person, you know, I think everybody can use some type of improvement, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I think that when you're with someone, it's your duty to let that person know that, okay, well, I'm not really feeling that. You know, you could probably improve that a little bit. But, you know, I think if you say that to a guy, the guy's going to be upset.
No, he's going to go. He's going to go in the bar. He's going to do some push-ups, stand, look in the mirror. And, you know what I'm saying? He's going to talk to himself.
A lot of these men nowadays, they be like, well, fuck you, bitch. Your shit is trash, too. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
They get real defensive.
They don't
but if you know your shit ain't trash, then that shit
doesn't
bother you.
No, but I'm just saying, like,
it only bothers you if you second guessing your snatch.
No, but
I don't got that problem. So I'm
all right. But look, the female not saying okay, well it's trash. She's just saying okay, room for improvement. Same way with a guy could say to the female, all right, well you can improve this. I like this better. You know, it's you know, criticism.
Okay, hold on, y'all. We have another call. We have T on the line. T, you there, baby?
Hello.
Hey, sweet cheeks.
Hey.
Sweet cheeks.
How about
the
eagles?
Sweet cheeks.
Womp, 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 womp. That was a low blow to us. Talking about them eagles.
Listen, did you hear them right down the street?
What happened, baby?
I said, what about them eagles? And Kim said, womp, 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 womp.
Kim, are you hating on my eagles, baby?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry. I am.
Bye.
Eagles.
The one you ain't responding to my post today on Facebook.
Look,
you scared to death, huh? Logan, your ass up. You come in here talking shit about my eagles.
The eagles was on. The eagles was on their last swing last night.
Come on,
hey, man. Hey, it's all right. It didn't break, though.
It wasn't
anyway,
about to. That field goal had
everybody.
Yeah, we talk about
everybody's
this another
great,
time.
Baby. Everybody's
tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Hi, everybody.
We doing good, baby.
What's the question? Topic?
Why do you bitches fake orgasms? We're going to
fake
orgasms. Why are y'all bitches faking orgasms?
Why is that be you bitches? Damn, I'm serious. My mouth just dropped. I'm like,
no, not like a bitch, a bishes. It's a nice way to say it. You know what I'm saying? That's what I said on my Facebook. Bitches. Huh?
I really don't fake mine.
Oh, come on.
Until we go.
You know what? Y'all about to bring the
real
talk down on
top of me.
All y'all motherfuckers are lying. All of a sudden now, women don't fake orgasms. Look, I done heard every woman in America say they fake an orgasm. Now, the first three calls that call today, they don't fucking fake orgasms. Somebody's fucking lying.
You know why? Because, shit, just get up off of me. I'm done.
That's what they got somebody that's putting it down.
You know why?
say you put this down. We put it down.
That's why, because they with somebody that's putting it down and they have no complaints.
Here we go.
You know what? Y'all must cut this shit out.
Mike, you hush. Shit. You always talking shit.
Who's Mike?
Who the hell is Mike? Who the hell is Mike?
Well, who the fuck is that?
That was real talk.
Real talk, you motherfucker. He always acts enough. Cause look, seriously,
my Frios, who is here?
What? Who? What the fuck? What the fuck going on back there?
What was that I heard?
What was that?
Who? See, that's you talking like that?
No!
So who the hell was that?
I don't even know what they said.
I heard somebody saying it was about to fake an orgasm.
I don't think it was the orgasm, but...
Oh, my God.
Something sounded a little freaky.
It did, right?
And we ain't hear shit. We ain't hear that shit till T calling.
Well, I don't stop.
It sounds a little freaky.
We ain't hear none of that shit till T calling. It was nice and quiet. T calling, you start hearing all his moans and groans and shit.
See. There y'all go.
Well, I'm just
there
saying.
Don't let them blame you for stuff, T.
I ain't. Who all on the phone?
Me, the Real Talk, Tiffany from BK. You and Kim.
Well, it was Real Talk then.
Real Talk.
How you throwing some shit up my mail like
so
that?
Quiet back here. Shit.
That was Real Talk.
Mine ain't here. Shit. If mine was here, you hear some real talk right now.
You hear all that shit smacking right. Pow. Bang, bang, bang. Oh
my God. Okay, I hear you, Shelly. I hear you, baby, back there. I hear you listening back there, Shelly. Okay.
That's who making the noise, Shelly.
Right, no, Shelly's not on the air. She's on the air, she's listening, but I'm talking to her on, you know.
On the forum, I don't understand.
Yeah, on the forum, yeah.
All right, God.
So maybe it was you. It was you, Dallas.
That was not me. Listen, we're gonna do this radio show. Whoever calling the radio show, we're gonna have FaceTime. So I'm gonna see what the fuck going on in the background with you. We're gonna see who doing what and all this other bullshit. We're gonna put a sin to this bullshit right here. Hey, Tiffany from BK.
Yes.
What's the difference between a wife, a mistress, and a bottom bitch? Let's get to the fucking nitty gritty.
Okay. A wife.
I want to hear this shit.
A wife, family. Wife, family, woman at home, whether she stay at home or work, she holds the house down, take care of children, the husband, whatever. The mistress, she wants all the perks a wife gives. She wants to be the wife, but she can't quite be the wife. The bottom bitch, she's just a ratchet ass bitch that is in it for some dick every now and then.
But if she's the bottom bitch, that means she's down for whatever. She's the bottom bitch.
She's
means
she's doing everything.
It's like a
pimp.
He got 10 holes. The bottom bitch is the main hole. She's got all the bitches else in line, or she plays a position and she ain't never going nowhere.
She's doing everything that the wife and the mistress ain't gonna do. She having threesomes, everything. She's just doing everything.
Well, I think
she'll
the mistress
do any
would do that too, no?
For him.
The mistress wouldn't do that either?
She has some standards. Some standards.
Oh, dear God.
She
got standards. Ain't that
she
about
it? She has some standards, yes.
That's hoes with benefits.
Uh-huh, there you go.
Hoes with benefits.
That's just what that is, a hoe with benefits. A hoe with benefits. That's just what that is. Oh, but go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tiffany. Finish. What's a bottom hoe bitch?
She just gonna do whatever. She don't even care just because she getting some dick and maybe a pair of shoes. She just gonna do whatever.
A pair of shoes.
So what you're saying is the mistress does everything that the wife does, but a little bit better.
She's doing everything the wife won't do or will do, but just without all the responsibilities, without the kids and the paying the mortgage and all of that. The bottom bitch, she just don't give a fuck. She know about the wife and the mistress, but she's still doing whatever.
Let me put it like this. I'm gonna put my spin on it. The mistress is doing everything that the wife used to do before they became married. The mistress is doing every fucking thing that the wife used to do. No?
Yeah.
No?
Okay. I could go for that.
What else could she be fucking? Yo, hold on. Yo, my lines are lit the fuck up. My lines are on fire. Them shits is making my laptop explode over here. Please press 1 to join in. If you want to talk to your homie, please press 1 and give me your take on wives, mistresses, bottom bitches, and whatsoever. Please press
and
1 to join in.
And don't come in here fucking lying, talking about you ain't getting lost. Don't be coming here with that lying shit either.
Yeah, don't call and saying y'all bitches don't think all guys. I got 3 of them that called in, all of them, but they don't do it. But on the way home, I'm going to hear about every bitch that do it.
I'm not going to cheat myself, and that is the end of it.
That's your story. You sticking to it, right?
That's right.
Okay,
okay.
You said you're not going to cheat yourself.
No,
okay, let's say you got a nigga, but you know you're doing your little shit on the side or whatever. Now you know the nigga you're going to get to is going to bang your fucking back out. He going to have you like your legs shaking. He going to hit that fucking spot and tear your ass up. But now, your man wants something before you go and step out, and you know you ain't going, and you know. I'm talking in general, goddamn. Listen to the question. and you know that this your man, y'all done been together for so long, ain't going to hit that spot like that. So you like, all right, fuck it, I'm going to give him some blah, but I just need to get to the next nigga so he can really, like, tear my ass up. You ain't going to fake an orgasm?
No.
Oh, cut that shit out.
I'm not.
You know what?
You're lying ass.
No,
you
I'm honestly, oh, my gosh. I'm not. If anybody that know my personality, they know I'm not going to do it.
In other words, you would tell your man, listen, no, we ain't having that tonight. I'm going out.
Yeah.
And go fuck the other nigga.
I was going to say, well, the fuck the world. Well, hypothetically, hypothetically, yeah, but I've never personally done that because I'm not a cheater.
Oh, Lord.
Here we go, the bullshit.
The bullshit.
I am so weird.
So, listen, now, Tiffany, now what happens now if he hitting it right, and then and you know what I'm saying, this is short, y'all fucking a regular. He hit it right, you bust off all the time. The next 2-3 times he hitting it, but he ain't hitting it right, are you going to beg your orgasm? Are you going to come back, get a nigga some pussy again?
I mean, everybody have an off night every now and then, but, I mean, you ain't going to do it one time too many now. You might get once. We ain't going for twice.
Yup,
you get one. That's it.
You get one shot.
What do you mean one shot? I'm not a fucking sniper. One shot, one kill.
You fuck up, that's all you get right there. You get one do over. One do over.
You said one
do over.
Yeah.
What type of shit is that?
What the hell is a one do over?
This bitch playing space.
You gotta write your role. You gotta
all type of
that.
Shit. Huh?
You gotta right your wrong. You know you fucked up, as a man know when he fucked up. He know.
He don't know. He might have an off night. He might slip up.
Well, exactly. You know when you have an off night.
Okay, so what happens if you got that bomb, that nigga busts up
that
like...
That bomb dickety.
Yeah, he busts up like 2 minutes. Is that really his fault?
It depends.
It depends on what?
Sometimes he could be too anxious. An anxious nigga's gonna bust quick.
A nigga ain't getting no ass gonna bust quick.
That, exactly. That's what I'm saying. If you're not getting it on the regular, you're going to bust quick. But if you get it on the regular, there's no need for that. I'm going to need you to throw your back in there.
No, you can't say that. You can't say that. Because if shit is good and you still get on the regular, if her shit is
just that type,
the nigga's going to come.
I'm gonna need. Well, if it's like that all the time, I'm gonna need him to do some tantra and learn how to, you know, get some self control.
What you want him to do is do like I do. I go in the bathroom and stroke me when I out myself, and when I give you that fucking first nut, it's really my second nut.
It works for me.
I'll be goddamn.
You think you're getting my person, that bitch? That's my second and third. I'm in this motherfucker freestyle on this pussy. I'm in this motherfucker freestyle. I'm wearing this shit out.
You gotta do what you gotta do. Okay?
I'll be goddamn. What type of shit is that? What the fuck? You know what?
What? What's
you
up, real
what?
Talk?
You know, I'm trying to keep it at a level pace. You know what I mean? I'm trying to keep it at a level pace right now. You understand? You know how I do. I'm trying
to go in. Go ahead, go in. I'll wait.
I'll keep it at a level pace right now. You understand? I'm just keeping it on a level pace because that shit you talking is irrelevant. God damn.
Now what happens now? What happens? What happens if this nigga busts off, you know, rather quickly most of the time? And then he smashes, and then he's an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Now you look at this nigga cross, you think this nigga out there fucking something else. Either way, a man going to lose in this conversation. Any way you look at him, like, well, okay, this nigga, he usually busts off in about 10, 15 minutes. Why this nigga in his pussy tonight for like an hour and a half? Something's wrong.
He might have had something to drink.
Yeah, something to drink.
Yeah, that damn hour and a half is and
you know you get too much Hennessy, you going for hours.
That's, you know what? Oops. You know what? Oops. Okay, you get the liquor, you go for hours. So you try to say the liquor's the only thing that make a nigga go for hours?
No, I'm not saying that some men, yeah. Others, no. Of course, they just not. They have.
Yeah, but a lot of women be scared of drunk dick, though.
Oh, I don't know.
A lot of them be scared of
that
drunk
crazy.
Dick. Yo, don't come home drunk.
Scared of what?
Don't come home drunk. They be scared of that drunk dick.
That's drunk. Yeah.
It'll get you, a drunk dick could get you a lot of times now. But I'm just saying, not all men are like that, but there are a few out there, they, you know, they fuck for hours when they drunk.
But what about them that don't drink and do it for hours?
I'm
exactly.
Proud of them. I'm all for those.
Shit.
I'm all for those.
Because you got some dudes that do that.
Huh?
Huh?
What'd you say? Those that can last hours without being drunk, I'm all for those.
Yeah, but you got some niggas that do that. They don't got to drink the fucking take an hour and a half to bust. Some niggas are just naturally like that.
Yeah. No doubt. No question. I know that. But I'm just saying, most men, a few, they have to be drunk in order to, you know, work for hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm... whatever helps y'all get through it.
So what the fuck helps y'all get through it?
I need that energy.
What helps y'all get through it?
You know what? What about y'all females with that dry shit that be cutting niggas shit up?
That's what I just asked them. That's where I was going.
Well,
that's where I was going, real talk. What do you women do to keep it going?
I don't know nothing about that one.
I mean, neither.
Oh, you know what?
None of these women fake orgasms. They all got the wet. What the fuck?
All right, let me ask you. I'm going to bust your fucking bubble right here, right now, okay? How the fuck could you say your shit is always wet if a nigga, if you saying a dude, you fake, you can't fake an orgasm?
First of all, I
this shit can't
always
be wet.
I work myself out. Like I said, I don't have a mix. I work myself out. So I know what I got. I got damn me. You understand? Listen.
So how you work yourself up, Tiffany?
Oh, I have toys.
Huh?
I said I work myself out. I have toys.
You mean to tell me, Tiffany, you are toys
before this nigga get there to smash?
No. I don't have anybody. So I'm so good and I can take care of me right now.
Okay, so how do you work yourself up for the man, know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's just a mindset right there. That's a mindset. You got to be prepared. You got to mentally prepare yourself for that. You know, I'm about to do this. I'm about to do that. And, you know, do what you do.
Do what you do.
Remember, we always know. We women know from the very first time we look at a man whether we're going to sleep with them or not.
Oh, I do the same when I look at a woman, too. I say, yeah, I'm going to smash that.
Exactly. So once we know, once we look at you and say, oh, this is what we're going to do.
You know what?
Oh,
but you know what? But it's not fair. It's not evenly matched. Because the women can just say, yeah, I'm going to smash that nigga. And you get a nigga some pussy, you're going to take it. But a nigga just can't say, I'm going to smash that and take your pussy.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Because you automatically get it.
What the fuck is dialing something? What the fuck is going on? Somebody calling somebody on a fucking phone? That nigga ain't home? The fuck?
Somebody calling somebody on the phone.
That nigga is not home. I hear somebody dialing numbers.
You trying to call it in. Yo, call us to the show, baby. We're going to put you on the air, right, baby? We'll put you on the air, baby. Talking about this wet.
Whatever happened to homeboy?
Nah, we had that conversation last week. Don't do that one.
What? What was the comments? What?
When that dude was allegedly called the girl because he was the best pussy eater, don't do that.
He said he called in today. So he's going to sit y'all motherfuckers straight.
Okay. You couldn't do it the first go round. We're not buying it. We don't believe you. We need more people.
He said, y'all show him y'all's. He's going to do it. He's going to show y'all he's the best pussy eater.
Somebody still dialing numbers.
Yo, somebody need to let that shit go. Somebody really need to let that shit go for the simple fact. Now, what I want to know is, y'all females sit up here and y'all say a nigga that bangs y'all out, y'all don't take orgasm. But all y'all claim that y'all shit is good. You understand? So what happens, okay, let's get serious. What happens if you're in a relationship with somebody and at first the shit is good, and everything is going, you know, the way it's supposed to go. But then all of a sudden, the shit, it ain't what it used to be. Then what's the situation?
That's what causes people to cheat right there.
Huh?
That's what causes people to cheat. I mean, unless y'all can actually sit down and have this conversation like, listen, we need to spice this up because it's really boring. I mean, it would help that the first take, you know, have a conversation about it before you try to step out. Like, listen, we need to spice this up. It's not what it used to be. And, listen, this is what we need to do.
So if he don't got no, let's just say he's not, you know, hitting it like he's supposed to be no more. What you mean, how you feel you're going to spice it up? So why the nigga that ain't give you the orgasm, you can't spice it up with that motherfucker?
I mean, if you don't like him like that, then why try?
And maybe it's you that ain't fucking making him like you like that.
There you go. There you go. That's the motherfucking point. There you go. That's the fucking point.
It might be you.
Okay. Well, if it's you, then you know where the exit is. Just like I know where the exit is. Ain't no love. There ain't no love, bro.
You damn right. I'm going to get rid of you before you get rid of me. Fuck that.
You got to be the dumper, not the dumpy.
You damn right. I'm going to tell I kicked that bitch to the curb. You won't be telling your girls you kicked me to the curb. Fuck you. Yeah, I put that raggedy bitch out, son. Yeah, man. You couldn't take this dick all like that no more, man. You know what I'm saying?
That bitch is ratchet.
Y'all got issues, man.
Who got issues?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
What the hell did I do?
I don't know.
Why? Are we telling the fucking truth?
We're telling because we're telling the truth. The shit you scared to, the shit y'all scared to admit and talk about how y'all shit is always wet and y'all don't think orgasms. Y'all can't admit this shit.
Well,
we can admit to it, though.
That's why they make y'all spit. That's why y'all need to lick it when it start getting dry if you think it's getting dry.
Listen. Fuck. You know what? What the fuck? Yeah, but then when you spit on it, you'd be like, ew, why you do that? You know what? That's nasty. What are you spitting on my shit for? You know what? You watching too many white porno flicks. That's what the fuck is going on.
I'm gonna tell you right now. You spill a little bit on my shit, I might not slap you. But if you fuck around and give me some hawk shit, you go back deep and give me some hawk shit.
No.
I'm
got to
gonna knock you the fuck out.
Ain't no spitting and shit. Just
huh?
keep licking it.
Said,
just
said,
lick
spit
it.
On it.
No, don't spit on it. Lick it.
You said spit at first. That's what you said. Spit.
Well, I said lick now.
Lick it.
But
lick
you have
it.
To. You have to lick it to begin with.
Well, and you lick it while you in the mix too.
You know what?
In the mix.
Yeah. You better get out of here.
Listen, when I'm in that pussy, I ain't got time to put my shit out. I'm putting work.
What had happened?
Huh?
What
I'm putting work.
It ain't gonna work.
Cause I'm putting
work.
Putting
in work.
Oh. Well, just keep licking. It'll get wet.
I'm putting
keep
in work.
Licking,
why I gotta fucking pull
work.
My shit out?
What?
Fuck out of here.
Listen.
Listen.
The work is being put in, it's
gonna
stay wet.
Listen. When my dick is in you, I'm pleasing myself. When I'm licking you, I'm pleasing you. I done pleased you already. You done got your lick already. Now
you gotta keep pleasing me.
So what if she wants you to pull out so she can suck it? You gonna pull out, right? Oh.
Yeah, because that's turn her on. That's
so
what she
wants. What's the difference?
Huh?
What's the difference then? If she tell you to pull out,
my shit,
put
my
it
shit
in
is in something. Whether it be a cooch or a mouth, my shit is in something.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
What the hell?
What?
You know what? Y'all females really need to take heed to what's going on here. You understand? That's the fucking thing. You need to take fucking heed to what's going on here. I heard somebody in the background just laughing and shit.
Listen, I got a lot of people that's on the air listening, but they are scared to press one.
You blame them?
Why would I blame them? This is a great show. This is a learning curve. This is a learning curve, everybody.
What the hell are they scared of?
Ladies, if you're calling in and you're listening and you need some advice on how to make your cooch wetter, press 1. I'm going to help you out. I'm going to help you ladies out. If you need help
Let's
on
talk about
suck
peanut
on,
butter.
If you need help on oral sex, we have my resident experts, T and Tiffany from BK on the line.
Oh, shit.
And they will be glad to help you ladies out. Please press 1. Because they got the wet witness to stay wet, so they know how to do all of that, all right?
You know
back
what?
To our show.
Yeah, tell them Denzel is on the fucking line butt-ass naked. They don't start doing this shit. Tell them niggas Vanessa Del Rio got a leg open wide or some shit. They be calling it. Press that fucking one button. Don't be scared.
Check this out. I got somebody on the line right now that can tell you my shit stay wet.
All right, well, tell him to call the motherfucking show then.
He is on the show, but he don't want to talk.
He on the air, but don't want to talk. Who the fuck is that?
Because this is first time I'm being on it. And real talk, you shut up.
Listen.
You shut up.
If I didn't see or hear it, it didn't happen.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Press that motherfucking one button, nigga. If you working it and stroking it like you say you is. What the fuck is the problem? Press the motherfucking one button. Nigga, don't be scared. We all in town scared.
Wait a minute. He on another call.
All you got to do is lean over and tell him and press 1. You know he's nigga sitting right next to you.
No, he ain't. He ain't in my room.
He in your room.
He in
my
room.
So that was you making that motherfucking noise.
That was you, see?
Why is your ass making that motherfucking noise?
That's real talk.
Yo, man, talking that shit. Don't be fucking on the line. What type of bullshit is that?
You don't
want to.
Oh, shit.
Are you heard? You might be with this shit. He's in the room. He's in my room. What the fuck you whispering for? Y'all here whispering and shit.
Oh, shit. Oh,
he's in my room.
Y'all
real talk.
You trying to gotta whisper that shit. Tell that nigga to press that motherfucking line.
Oh, shit, I can't take it. God, crazy.
Over there doing that shit, trying to keep it on the motherfucking low and shit. What's that nigga? Oh, that's why you said spit? You was telling them something and shit? You was on the phone talking about spit. What type of shit is that, yo? I'll be fucking down.
Oh, my God.
She got
dick
on standby. I ain't even mad.
Oh, man.
Tell that nigga to press the line, dick. Put him on the motherfucking phone.
Y'all,
yeah.
Y'all gonna make me damn pass out of this motherfucker.
Excuse me, y'all. Excuse me, y'all.
Oh, shit.
See, where the fuck is he at?
That's what I want to know. You said the nigga's on the line. Steph just said his line is on fire, so he must be on the motherfucking line listening. He must be one of them motherfuckers on the line.
Oh, my God. Real talk.
That's what I'm doing. Real talk. Tell that motherfucker to press one.
Oh, my God.
Don't be scared. You on the phone. You can't hurt him.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the room.
He in
my bedroom.
What the fuck you whispering for?
Scared to death. See, let's get this other shit at hand, T.
I ain't scared.
What's the difference between a wife, a mistress, and a bottom bitch? Come on, T. This is still laughing. See, I'm going to knock you out, T.
Well, what is the difference? That's what I want to know. See, what's the difference? I want to hear this shit.
Y'all better stop hollering at me like y'all fucking crazy. Oh, my God.
What's
the
difference?
Let me catch my breath. I got to catch my breath because y'all acting up. Oh, shit. I don't know. Because I ain't no bottom bitch. I ain't never ran into no bottom bitch.
I'm saying, what's the difference? I ain't asked you what you want, baby.
Shit. A hoe is a hoe.
Who the fuck say anything about a hoe?
Exactly.
That's the bottom bitch, the hoe.
That nigga must got you under pressure right now.
Yeah, because you over here whispering and shit.
He got you under fucking pressure. She got you on the phone nothing right now?
you over here whispering and shit.
He's breathing hard and everything.
They're listening to Kim coming in on the ass end.
Huh?
Kim. I want you to
Kim is multitasking while you're breathing all hard and laughing. About to have an asthma attack and stuff.
Oh, shit.
Tell him press one. Tell him don't even use his real name.
I told you as soon as he get off the phone, I promise you I will.
Right, that phone call. Hold her to it, okay?
Hey, ain't that the same shit? That's the same shit homeboy did. That dude. What's his name?
I just said that before. Before 9 o'clock, I promise you, I will get him on the line.
Before 9, he could call at 8:55. What type of shit is that? What you talking about before 9? His ass can call at 8:55.
Listen, the man is on a business damn call. I can't make him get the fuck off.
I'm getting fucking ass on that phone to get on the air.
Now you want me to go in there and dance for you. Tonight I'm gonna dance.
Listen, this ain't no audition for American Idol and shit. Where the fuck is he at?
About you. I'm still about that.
Sleeping from BK. What the fuck are you doing, baby? You off there? You still on? You on the way to work, baby? Still?
Nah, I'm off tonight. I'm laying in my bed.
Oh, shit, you called him. You ain't had to work today. You was a bad
No, but you know you can get in the bus, right?
God damn.
Oh, shit.
Now, to show you how I look, all I do is go to work, come home, take care of my kids. I ain't got no damn man, so I'm shit. Fuck it.
Oh, damn.
Fuck it.
Oh, you got it going on, no kids?
She said that shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay. Hell, that ain't bad.
She's like, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Listen, I don't give a fuck.
Listen, when it comes
I ain't
to
got
it,
no man. Or no, I don't give a fuck. I got my toys.
No, I don't mean it like that. I'm just saying, like, of course, everybody, well,
He gets lonely every now and then, but it is what it is. Until that day come, I'm good.
Got my toys. Fuck that.
Hey.
I ain't mad at you. Some niggas got Mary and the four sisters. What the fuck?
Yeah, until I find what I'm looking for, I'm good. I ain't going to trip.
Don't forget 15 of
them. I don't have my shit good, Dick, so.
15? Huh? You know, some niggas do 15.
Who the fuck are you talking to? Who the fuck is that?
It's me, motherfucker. Real talk.
What the hell are you whispering?
I ain't whispering.
Your ass is whispering. You trying to whisper loud. That's what you trying to do just now.
Your ass trying
to whisper loud.
What am I doing?
I'll be goddamn. I'll be goddamn.
Real talk. I'm being a good girl today.
Oh.
Not with that man in the room, you ain't.
You damn sure ain't. There you go. You damn sure ain't. You're being a good girl. I'm not coming on the fucking phone pouting like a motherfucking puppy. I don't know the fuck you ain't.
Oh, my God.
I'm coming on the line pouting like a fucking puppy. They're trying to blame every fucking body else. What shit is that?
Now you want to call me pound puppy.
And he had you under pressure. And you only, I only heard you make about 2 grunts, so. Couldn't have been all of that. You know what I mean? Like, and that was over.
Right.
That was real talk doing that. That wasn't me.
Shit. I'll tell you, real talk with that, I'll tell you, shit.
But
we can be on the
me.
Air, shit. Fuck that.
I promise you, it wasn't me this time.
I'll be hooping and hollering, shit.
You'll be hooping and hollering real?
Yeah, ain't no shame in my motherfucking game.
No shame?
Ain't no shame in my motherfucking game. Shit good, I tell her this shit is so motherfucking good, girl. Shit.
That's good, you know, a lot of this, they be the quiet fuckers. Come on, man. I'm going to need this. I need some crowd participation here. Thank you.
You know what? I love for bitch to talk to me while we fucking. I don't like no dead fucks.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
because that's what it is.
Yeah, let me know what's going on. Let me know how you feeling. Because I'm going to let you know how I'm feeling.
Exactly.
This is a team effort right here.
How you going to let me know? How you going to let me know, Tiff?
Listen, everything you doing, trust me, if it's right, you going to know. Because I'm going to let you know. Beat that motherfucker.
Oh, she going to be in a tap that shit, daddy.
Beat that pussy.
As long as you ain't that tight. Wait, go to the left. Move to the left. Yeah, right. No, move back a little. Move back a little.
You ain't got
it. So
keep it right there. Keep it right there. Right. Oh.
No?
Trust me. When you see my glasses fly across the room, you know you on your job.
Oh, shit.
You be fucking with your glasses on, baby?
Oh, damn.
Okay.
She they don't get foggy and shit?
That means you ain't on your job.
So I guess if you
fucking
ain't
gonna fuck me with no glasses on, you gonna come out them shits.
If you on your job, they gonna fly across the room.
No, they gonna split in half, or they gonna be fogged the fuck up.
That's what I'm saying. So what you gonna do? This shit get foggy.
Honey, if they get foggy, that means it's good. That means they ain't gonna be on. I'm gonna launch them. The first couple of strokes will let me know if it's good or not. Try.
How is that possible? How do the first 2 strokes will let you know if it's good? I might just have me a big fat ass dick, and that ain't gonna mean it's good.
Exactly.
You can't tell me there ain't a bunch of niggas out here running around with big dicks. Don't know what the fuck you're doing.
You work them first 2 strokes. Trust me, it'd be good.
If it's good.
If not, I'll be like, listen. If you ain't got no rhythm with you and all of that, the first 2 strokes will let me know. Well, it'll let me know.
Damn, you said we don't got no wisdom with him? God damn, he's on some Farrakhan shit right now, huh? God damn, I hear you, Ma. Said she don't got no wisdom.
Hold on, I missed that part. You ain't got no wisdom and tonsils and all that shit?
What?
Huh?
What?
I was just about to say you got no wisdom. I've been like wisdom tooth, so I think you may say you got no tonsils. That's great.
Wow.
No gag reflex, eh? Listen, look at you, Dallas. This the mad.
What? I'm just asking a question.
I do have my tonsils.
What the fuck I'm gonna do with no time? I'll let you up. That'll help you in the long run.
Yeah.
That'll help you in the long run.
So, what the wisdom teeth might scratch your ass up or something?
Yeah, I usually knock them bitches out.
I'm so done with you.
I'm just saying, I usually knock them bitches out. I'm just saying, I have a lot of girth.
You ain't supposed to be hitting no teeth.
Right.
Huh?
You ain't supposed to be hitting no teeth.
Nah, there ain't no fucking teeth.
I get back teeth, I ain't supposed to hit no front teeth.
Mm-hmm.
If I feel, listen, I ain't gonna lie, but if you're scraping my shit up anyway, something wrong anyway. But if all I feel is lips and the back of your motherfucking teeth, that means I got a fat ass cock.
He said you feel lips in the back of your teeth. God damn. He said
he needs a... You got some dangerous shit. Not dangerous, but dangerous.
Dangerous?
You got some dangerous.
Who we?
He said if that shit in the back.
Right? He going to the back of the tonsils and do the groping.
Okay, so why do a lot of females don't like anal sex?
That shit is for exit only.
What?
Well, I had a bad experience.
East is old.
Yeah, I had a bad experience.
Have you tried it,
Keith? I had a bad experience, and I'm going to leave it at that. When I was younger.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, to each his own.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if that's what turn a person on, and a female on, then, yay, go for it. But I bet you better not get up in this round. I'm going to fuck you up. I'm going to fuck
you
up.
What kind of talk is that?
That's Bell South talk.
Is that some fucking West Indian talk?
See, you know, right, Jeff?
Yes, I do.
Two country asses on the phone, so they know how
I'm
to
not, I'm not
better.
Country. I
how
am
fuck,
born
if, you, if you know what the fuck I'm saying, your ass is country.
I ain't gonna
I'm
lie.
Born
I'm born
in Brooklyn.
Well, I'm country.
My family's from Brooklyn. So,
well, I'm West Bogard.
You're West what?
West
you what?
West Bogard, West Virginia.
Yeah, like I said, country.
West Virginia.
Goddamn, I don't give a goddamn you from Alabama. Your country, goddamn.
That's why I said the round out, damn it.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, y'all. We have another caller.
Again.
Hold on.
Tiffany.
Hold on, we have Tiffany on the air. Tiffany, you on the air?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Another female. Goddamn.
Another Tiffany.
You know what?
It's two Tiffany's. Y'all in trouble now.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Tiffany from DJ and Tiffany from
TNT. What the hell is that? TNT?
TNT. That's Dynamite, TNT.
Okay, all right, Steph. I want to hear what she's going to say. Go ahead, Steph.
What? Tiffany from Atlanta.
Yes?
Why do women fake orgasms?
I guess not so the nigga won't feel bad. Shit, make them think they was doing. I don't know.
What, you never faked the orgasm?
Yes, but I mean, I guess to either get it over and done with, or either
Hold on. Wait. Let me stop you right there, goddamn. You just said you fake an orgasm. You guess. To get it over with. Why did you fake the orgasm? Let's get straight to the point. Why you faked it?
I mean, to get it over with. Like, it wasn't good, or you wanted it to be done with.
Oh,
so,
shit.
Why
like,
you don't
you
tell
know what I'm saying? I mean, I guess I can't really. I don't know. I just wouldn't fuck you no more. If it was like that. I'm not going to, like, tell you in the middle of it. But I will try to get it over with.
But what if he would have said, "Well, damn, man, you ain't even done. This shit is dry. How you coming?"
My shit don't get like that, so
no.
No,
I'm talking in general. What I'm saying,
oh,
in general, what if he would have said that to you? What you would have told him?
I mean, I don't know. That ain't never happened, so I don't know.
The fuck do you mean y'all know? You had to tell them, listen, I faked the orgasm.
Well, that's not going to happen. I mean, it's like you got to hurry up while it's still wet. Let him, you know, think he did something and, you know, get it over and done with.
No, fine. You supposed to tell him, man. You ain't supposed to let the man think of no shit like that.
You ain't hitting it right.
It's what?
Why is it so tough? You're not hitting this right. Oh, wait. Let me just turn around and change positions.
I mean, what if you resorted all them options that right? I mean, it just wasn't.
Well, he had to be doing it. If you did all of the positions, he had to be hitting it right.
Not all of them positions, but I'm just saying, like, if you tried something else, you're like, this is not going to work. I mean, so you just, I don't know.
Let me ask your ass something here. So you said you faked the orgasm. You don't know why you faked the orgasm, but you just faked it any motherfucking way.
Yeah.
That don't make no kind of goddamn sense.
Who is this I'm talking
this
to?
Real talk.
Because you yelling. And like,
you know
you're real serious about that.
Because, you know
like,
why I'm yelling?
Because you sound serious about this topic.
Hey, y'all females always trying to down for the man. That's what's pissing me off right now.
I was calm for a little while. But if you fake it, either it's like, all right, like you've been fucking for a long time. You ain't came yet. You feel like you're not going, you know.
So you had to be doing it. Listen, if your pussy is wet as fuck and y'all been fucking for a while, he doing something right.
Yeah, well, but you don't always have to, just because the shit is feeling good don't always mean you have to, I don't know, maybe it's just me. I'm a little different, but,
confused like a motherfucker right now.
You ain't confused, nigga. You understand what the fuck I'm talking about.
Okay.
I chimed in because I heard y'all talking about booty hole. I ain't hear y'all talking about this subject.
That's
the only reason why I pressed one.
Oh, so you a booty hole girl.
No, I'm not. Somebody asked, I think it was you who asked why y'all so against that shit or something. I think that was you. That's when I pressed one.
Oh, so you want to say something?
Okay, so
good. Okay.
No, I don't like that shit. I don't see why dudes like that shit so much. I mean, you don't like
it at all, Tiffany?
Like, you got wet coochie like a centimeter away from the fucking coochie hole, and you want to stick it up with the shit come out?
Do you know the ass gets wet too?
Yeah, I know. I tried it, and I was successful one time, and the shit was good, but I can't get past, like, the hurting feeling to do that shit again. Like, I was extra drunk.
You was probably messing with a dude who wanted to just tear your fucking ass apart. That's probably why.
I don't think that's what it is, but that shit hurts, regardless of
No, it depends. It depends. If you fucking with somebody that know how to do it. If you fucking with somebody that know how to do it, they're going to fuck your asshole muscles up. All right?
I sat on it. So it wasn't even like they were controlling it. I didn't dump on it. Like, I eased down. You know, I had lube and everything like that, so I eased down on it. But it still fucking hurts, regardless if you
no.
hit it.
Let me tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. You see, you fucking ease down on it. You're supposed to take it slowly and shit.
Well, that's what I did.
That's how you
did.
Look, you said you ease down on it. The ass muscle is not like the pussy muscle.
But what I'm saying is I still have to kind of like ease down on it. I have to like ease a little bit, come up, because it ain't going to just fall in. So I have to kind of like ease on it, come up a little bit, ease back down. And then it finally went like, it just went in. That shit hurt.
Wait a fucking minute. See, that's where you fucked up at anyway. Because he told you to let him do it from the back and let him do it when you got lubricant on.
Well, people who done it before, they told me to sit on it, and that's the easiest way. So that's how the fuck I tried.
You know why?
The
people that did it, their asshole probably as big as a fucking sewer. That's why they probably fucking told you to do it like that.
But no,
they got experience
they,
already.
They were saying when they first did it, they found like that was the easiest way to get it in. So I was like, all right, when I finally did try it, that's the way I did it. So, I mean, shit, I don't know.
coming from the back. She needs to tell people
I
and
try,
you got to sit on her stuff.
Try, have you tried to do it from the back and you couldn't get it in?
No. I'm not trying that shit because I don't really like it. So, you know what I'm saying?
Let the nigga do it to you from the back. You'll like it. Let the nigga do it to you from the back.
Or try it with your legs up. It works.
Oh, you mean on your back?
Oh, shit. How do you know? You said you don't like it. Who the hell just said that?
This is Tiffany from Brooklyn. I didn't say that.
Oh,
I didn't say that.
Maybe I'll try it like that because that shit hurts. Like, I can't get past like that. It's like me burning my asshole up. Like, I can't get past that.
Wow,
like, for real.
That was stupid.
I'm serious. Like, when it got in.
Burning your asshole? What type of nigga you fucking with? All burning your asshole? Hold
well,
up,
you know,
Sardi. You sure you ain't put no goddamn Ben J or nothing on his shit? Oh, you talking about burning your asshole?
Ben J.
Shut the fuck up. No, I'm saying it just hurts. You know what I'm saying? It just hurts. Like, that shit is not a good feeling until it, like, I can't get past the hurt feeling. So, to me, it's like, I don't have to do that. I don't know why niggas
want to
do that shit. So you like it?
For me?
Yeah.
What are you talking about
talk?
Me? Real talk?
Is that
I like
the
to deliver it. Yeah, I deliver it. That's the fucking point you trying to make. I was playing out over shit. Just in case. I know those psychological questions and shit like that, too. I deliver that motherfucker, yeah.
That's, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, you, like I'm talking about, yeah, of course, you doing it. But I'm just saying, you rather do that than fuck some coochie. I mean, what? I don't understand why. What's the big deal?
If I do both of them, it's fine. It don't matter. You understand?
No, oh, but you do like putting it in the asshole.
And my girls, yeah. I said, you don't go around putting it in everybody's ass, so everybody don't clean their ass. Everybody asshole? Ah, you don't clean shit with everybody.
I mean, I was just asking, like, you
oh,
know,
yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you, this shit, I don't got no shame in my motherfucking game.
So if you have a girlfriend, like, she got to have to do that, or you wouldn't mind if she didn't do
it? I wouldn't mind, let me tell you, I wouldn't mind if she wanted to do it. She don't got to do it. I don't force her to do it. If she want to do it, hey, I don't have no problem with doing it. I toss the salad for her and any motherfucking thing else she wants. God damn, ain't no shame in my game.
Okay.
Yeah, boy.
Hey, you a good,
I'll do
good,
the whole
man.
Fucking nine. I suck the toes and all that shit. If that was going to make her happy, shit, ain't no shame in my game. I toss that salad like a motherfucker.
He is cracking up.
You be tossing the salad too, real talk?
Yeah, if that's what it comes down to, I toss a fucking salad. I know I'm going to be one for the rest of my life. I toss that salad like a motherfucker. Shit, I think it was chicken in it, beef stew, and every motherfucking thing else.
What ladies on air like this salad toss?
Oh, shit.
What?
What ladies on air like this salad toss?
Yeah.
From Atlanta, like
from Brooklyn.
Like a salad toss?
It's all right. It tickles, but I mean, it's all right.
Tiffany from BK.
Yes, I love it.
Kim.
Hold on.
Of course.
T. T. All she want to do is fuck a snicker and giggle.
Yeah, she just wants to fucking laugh.
Let me ask you, like, toss this salad. And if you, all you gonna do is fucking laugh and giggle any motherfucking way.
Shut the fuck up. Oh, y'all, shut the fuck up.
But you don't go around tossing every fucking body salad and shit. You don't do it when they've been outside all day.
That's a fact.
Huh?
That's a fact what, T?
That you don't go around tossing everybody's salad.
I don't know. I don't know. You don't go around eating everybody's ass?
That's extra intimate. That's extra personal. So that it has to be some type of connection there.
Exactly.
Exactly. You're definitely right about that.
Tiffany from BK, do you toss salads?
Not at all.
But you want your shit tossed, though.
Listen.
She said that shit like bothered her. She said that shit like she was offended. She was like, not at all. She was about to put somebody in head because throw their ass under the jail.
First of all, that's your choice. If you want to go there, I'm not going to stop you from going there. But me personally, I'm not going to go there. I might get close, but I ain't going.
Oh, shit. She said she might get close, but she ain't going. But what if the nigga decide to lift up a little and put it?
What if he just slide his ass just on his face and you can't go no fucking way?
You know, I might just slip out and go crazy then. Hey, really? You didn't ask me if I was into that.
All right. So if you're doing it, like you said, you might get close, right? Nigga be like, oh, yeah, baby. And you just going in and he lift his ass up a little till you get to the hole. What you going to do?
I'm going to think he's suspect personally. I'm going to think he's suspect. And then that's just it right there. I got to go.
It's the same thing as eating pussy. But bitch say, I want you to eat this pussy. Be like, nah. They say, well, okay, when you lay on your back, I'm going to sit on your fucking face. And am I wrong for putting that bitch on the floor?
If you're not into that, then you're not going to ask on the floor.
I'm just saying, I do it at my leisure.
You ain't wrong.
Like you just said. You know what I'm saying? About, you know, yeah, I like it done, but I ain't going to do it. So I'm doing it at my leisure.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not into it, then hey, knock your ass on the floor. Shit.
But some of y'all females don't know how to act when y'all sit on a nigga face. Y'all really want to sit down and throw your ass.
Y'all want to sit down and mother nigga.
I can't do that.
That typical Atlanta laughing over there, giggling and chuckling and shit?
That's right.
You like sitting on niggas' faces, Tiffany, from Atlanta?
Yeah, I mean, I like it, but I'm not really into it.
You know what?
It's always
a goddamn butt with your ass. Why is always a butt? It's always a butt. But you know, yeah, butt.
Yeah, butt.
Yeah, it's a butt. What the fuck is always
right?
A butt?
It's all right. I said, do you like sitting on niggas' faces? I'm like, yeah, it's all right. No, I don't mean like that. I mean, do you like to go and walk in the room and just sit on this nigga face?
Now
she a fucking deaf mute.
Uh-huh. God damn, everything was a butt and shit. Yeah, I fake orgasms, but yeah, I like it in the ass, but yeah, I shit on the face, but like, God damn, everything's a butt. Like,
well,
God
you're
damn.
You're talking about the butt, so that's why she say butt.
See, this is the way for motherfucking Ricardo Montalban to call in for your ass.
Yeah, I don't know what that motherfucker
did. Did you call him Fantasy Island? Oh, shit, I'm done.
He's in your room.
Yeah,
you know what he fucking doing?
I'm in my front room. Let me see, son. Y'all silly, man.
You know, I told you she was going to do that shit. So, what time is it? She going to have him call like 8:55 and shit. Yeah, push the one button now. You got 3 minutes left.
Shit, I don't even know. Ask the switchboard operator, is it a number on the 732?
It's probably a bunch of 732. Is there a 732 number on the switchboard operator?
Besides mine.
I guess he's waiting for the operator to respond and shit.
No.
Oh, well, he ain't on it then.
You know what? You need to cut that shit. I tell him to get out the fucking room. Put
you
his fucking clothes
on. You sound like my man from last week.
He started calling people up.
And nobody was answering the motherfucking phones.
But see, that, I ain't gonna do that shit. I ain't gonna start calling no damn body's phone and shit.
He was calling, nobody was answering the phone. He was tight like a motherfucker. I'm telling you. Then one shorty came on and was like, "You don't know how to eat pussy." He said,
"Yes." She blew him up.
She blew his ass up. Tell him why. Nigga, you just claimed you were the best nigga in the world. What do you mean, tell him why? I said, oh, shit. She shouted him out something terrible. I ain't heard from him since.
That's the type of dude that gets embarrassed. Like, nigga, you ain't on your job. I'm going to need you to get up right now.
You know, I'm like, God damn.
Big Dave, where you at, man? I know you're on the air listening, man. Call in, man.
Oh, that's it.
Please
Big
your
Dave,
case,
that's
man.
Thing.
Please your case,
Big
Dave.
Big Dave, call the show so you can let them know how you do your thing, Holmes. Don't do it like you did before, though. All right, is Tiffany on the line from one with the butts? All right, Tiffany, is she on the line?
Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello?
Let me ask you something,
yes,
Tiffany. Can I ask you something?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Because I had got cut off and she put me back in. But go ahead.
Okay, let me ask you something.
Somebody come and just cut everybody the fuck off.
Okay, now, you got your man, right? You got another man, a little nigga on the side, all right? Now,
uh-huh.
Man you with can't make you come like that. You faking your fucking orgasms, All right? But you want to get to the other guy because you know he going to bring that orgasm hard like a motherfucker. He going to make you start squirting and shit. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to fake the orgasm with your regular man that you with to get to the other guy?
What do you mean? Just so I can get it over with?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if that's what...
I mean, come on, just answer the goddamn question.
I mean, if that's what I want to do, then yeah. I mean, if that's what I want to do, then I'm going to do that. What's wrong with that?
How about this?
Why don't you just tell a nigga he ain't hitting it right, like Steph said from the get-go?
Right.
Why the fuck you asking me the question all over again?
Because you ain't
asking
the
question
the
hold
first
on.
Time.
We
you
have another, hold on, y'all. We have another caller. We have Mark in here. Mark, you there?
Oh, shit, yeah. We got another dude on the line.
Oh, Lord. What's up?
We got another dude
this,
on the line.
Is this Good Hygiene Mark? Who is this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know, Big Mark. What's going on, Playboy?
What's the question?
Why do women fake orgasms?
Because they got a nigga with low self-esteem and a weak back.
A what?
A low self-esteem with a weak back.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
So that's the question. Why do women fake orgasms?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I don't know. How do you, I don't.
Hold on,
did
y'all.
Did a female ever fake an orgasm
on,
with you?
Why do
I
women fake orgasms?
I have LS on the line and I have Keel on the line. LS, you on the line?
Orgasm.
LS, you on the line? Kia, you on the line?
I am.
Kia, you on the air, baby?
Okay, Steph.
What's up, sweet cheeks?
Nothing.
Say hello
like
to my people on the air. We have Real Talk. We have myself. We have Kim. We have Tiffany from Brooklyn. We have Tiffany from Atlanta. And we have T, my resident expert.
You're giggling again.
And we had Real Talk.
Yo, Kia, what's her name? Kia, you came in there real happy and shit. You know the
Kia,
topic?
Kia, we also have another call in there. We have another call, I think it's LS or IS.
You fake my orgasm, too?
Somebody talking to that girl. You faking my orgasm, too?
Yeah, I damn sure just asked her, too. I said, you faking my orgasm?
Oh, shit, I can't.
She said they. I know it's not, though. I got a squirter, so I ain't worried about that. But, she said the answer to that question is because it's boring, they want to get it over with, or they just trying to get to the next nigga.
I'm just going to need y'all to tell the person that they not doing what they doing and just get the fuck up and go. I can't. All
I
can do is
I know
what
you're
doing.
Kia, you there, baby?
Yes, I am.
Answer that for me, baby. Why do women fake orgasms? Let me hear your reasoning behind this one.
I'm just wondering, why do we have to fake orgasms?
Say that again?
Why do we have to fake orgasms to make him feel better?
That's my take on it. That's what I said. Tell him he ain't doing it right. Don't fake the orgasms. You're leading yourself up to a bigger problem.
Shit. Who answered that question?
Kia.
Oh, all right. Shit, go ahead, Kia, answer that shit, girl. That's what I'm talking about. Keep it real in the film.
It goes another way. To women, y'all would rather a man give you orgasm quick and he nut fast, or he got to keep going and performance last?
I like to prolong my orgasm, so. It's better.
You say,
I don't know no female that want a fast nigga, dog.
Right.
Not that he gotta
I
be fast,
so
but some women can't. Some women want to get theirs and be over with.
Quickie
and
shit.
But it's selfish. You trying to say it's selfish, Mark?
Yeah, because you got to listen. Me being real, you got to be able to control that shit. It's all in the mind. I can nut quick, or I can take as long as I need to. Because
so you get one
of them chicks that get theirs, and once you're done, you got to get out, and you still sick. you got a problem.
You're right, we got a problem. I'm gonna have your ass fold up like a cheap wallet.
Exactly. She better be able
going
to
nowhere.
Do something. Ain't no making me stop until I get mine. I'm selfish. And if it's that good, I get mine before you. You better figure something out for yourself.
You know what? That's disrespectful.
But that's what y'all be doing. There's a lot of women out there that make orgasms, or once they come, they're ready to get up.
I mean, you gotta enjoy that. Like, especially if it's good, you must enjoy and savor it.
And my other friend, like a piece of steak.
But it also gotta be something you want to savor too, down.
Hey, Steph,
you're trying to
see,
save
I got
no fucking trash.
I'm at my friend's house and she came out and now she's talking some shit.
Huh?
Now you want to start some shit. She said, well, the first time we ever had sex, I came first and then I left. Now I'm going to have to get her back.
God.
I said, though.
The first time
is just to get to see the feel of it. And then after that, it's all men tear that shit up. They got to see what you're working with. Because the second nut's a motherfucker. Y'all, most women can't stand to last that long.
No, most women can't what?
Women can't stand to last that long.
She said, what?
Sound like she about to break it down on you. Shit, you said the way she said that.
That's the best one.
Who's that, Kia? You said that, Kia?
Yeah, I'm like, what? He said what?
Yeah, he said most women can't last that long.
Yeah, probably the ones he know.
Ooh. How long could you stay wet without any toy lubrication?
Oh, damn. Everybody quiet as shit. Everybody
no.
quiet as shit.
No.
I think I heard
that's
crickets
mindset.
And shit.
That's
the mindset.
For that's for y'all, too, to make sure the shit stay wet, though.
Oh, damn.
I'm saying
mindset.
That shit.
What?
What?
That's it from Atlanta that said that shit.
Getting wet
is
part of the mindset.
Big Dave was on the line.
Oh, shit. There we go.
What's up,
man?
Oh, shit. There
we go. Look for you, Big Dave. They said, where my man that said he can eat pussy? And the girl calling said he can't eat the pussy. They said, where he at, man? You're looking for you, Big Dave.
Oh, shit.
There he goes.
Oh, shit. Yo, Dave. Yo, Dave, break it down, dog. I was calling you on the air, son. Break it down. Let them know what time it is, baby boy.
Hey, I heard you say something about, man, that what that other dude did, what's his name, Dave, when y'all was trying to get T to get the dude to get on the phone?
Yeah.
Ain't that what Dave did? So hold on, let me get him. She told us, I'm going to get him on before 9 o'clock.
Yeah, but she didn't get him yet.
That night, I got my confirmation call. Didn't I, Steph? Didn't I get my confirmation call?
Yeah, no, you didn't. I was on the line that night, Dave.
You
I was on the line that night, Dave. Dave, I was on the line. Oh, this is real talk. I was on that line, Dave. You ain't getting no damn confirmation call. Cut
no.
that shit up.
Hey, Steph.
Yes, sir.
Did I or did I not get my confirmation call? Did you talk to my confirmation call? I don't know what he
is. After the show, I spoke to him and a young lady.
He screened it, though.
During the show, when you told her what it was and you asked her a question, she said, most definitely. You recall that?
Yeah.
You paid her for that. Stop it.
Well, I got my confirmation call.
I remember you calling somebody and the goddamn answer machine came on.
Hey, real talk. Real talk.
Yeah.
Real talk. I ain't never seen this young lady in life, Steph. You hear me?
Uh-huh.
But I will show Tiffany that I am all I said I am.
Oh,
Tiffany,
shit.
Tiffany, but BK talking to you.
I ain't never seen
it. Holding up holding a dog. He was
right,
well, yo, Tiff, you kind of quiet right now and shit.
I ain't never quiet.
All right. So Dave said he's going to show you what it's all about.
Who the hell is with all that background noise in the background?
Somebody playing with some fucking Power Rangers or some shit.
They play with vibrators. Get out of here.
Hey, I must have clicked over when y'all said y'all needed to get in touch with me, man. I didn't hear that part. Somebody texted me and said, yo, they looking for you on the radio. I'm like, what? I asked the operator, she said, yeah, they looking for you. I said, hey, get me on there. I've been listening all night. I had to click over real quick, but I'm here now. What's up?
Okay.
Get the man go.
I want to hear the confirmation.
What happened?
Here we go again.
Here we go.
Oh, shit. He want to repeat his shit.
That's
old cool,
yeah.
Look, and while we're waiting for that confirmation, see, we're waiting for your confirmation, too. It's about 8:30.
You're
going to
get it. Is
Kia on the air?
I'm here, Steph.
Okay, where's Sydney from Atlanta?
I'm right here.
Okay, Mark, you there? I'm going to ask Charlotte one of the other questions, and Big Dave. What's the difference between a wife, a mistress, and a bottom bitch?
Dallas.
A mistress.
Not cutting y'all off. But
I should
be.
I should know. Got it.
Say that, Big Mark. Get Mark.
A mistress, a bottom bitch, and a wife.
Yes.
A wife you don't take out. A wife stays at home. You get the regular fuck when you ain't bored. A mistress you can take out, show off to your friends, and a bottom bitch is when you get Ciroc goggles on.
Okay, Dallas.
Yes.
You ready to ask him?
Uh-oh.
Tell his ass to call the line.
He can call, too. Wait a minute. He can call. Ain't nothing but a thing. Wait a minute. Let me call from my dad. Wait, hold up. Wait a minute.
Oh, shit. That's what I'm talking about. I think she's trying to show you up, Dave. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm baby.
Oh shit!
You ain't gotta give your real name either. Here.
Oh shit! Don't get the real name. Tell her to call you what she call you, Big Papa. Go ahead, Big Papa.
The switchboard.
All right.
Cool, mate. Hey, he sound like he happy and shit. What you was doing? He was like, yeah, all
right. Write everything down for this nigga. Someone read off the paper. What the fuck you doing over there?
Exactly. He sound too happy and shit. He like, all right.
Hey, Mark, talk to your young lady off the air, man.
Yeah, she talk about she want to hear my answers to them questions and shit.
Oh, that's why you so fucking quiet right now, huh?
Yeah,
usually
you
get
on the air hollering
like,
and shit.
Boom.
Hey,
hey,
I don't
got
you. I got
right
hey, I got my confirmation.
Hey, sir.
Yes, sir, Big Dave.
Fuck, man, bringing Sam to the beach. He want to hear the answers. What the fuck am I in here?
Hey, I got to bring my confirmations on the air, too.
Well, you got your confirmation sitting beside you. They not on the air, motherfucker. They sitting right there with you. Oh, shit.
I just happen to be here.
That's easy, but
I know why
bitches
fake orgasms, too.
Huh?
I know why all bitches fake orgasms.
Why they fake them, Big Dave?
So they want the motherfucker that's paying them to feel he got his money's worth.
Well, whether you look at it or not, all men pay, whether you pay it to whoever you pay it to or not. You pay them to leave you, get out of here, or leave you alone.
McDonald's on a dollar menu. She want to make sure she can get to go to that dollar menu again.
God damn.
Womp, womp.
I'm waiting for. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. I have a new caller on the air. I have T's friend on the line. T's friend, you there?
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Hello?
T's friend, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Okay, not happy. You don't sound country, that's for sure.
All right. You know what this show is all about, right, Holmes?
Right.
We get down to the nitty gritty.
This is a live, explicit show. Rated X, no kids, no hold back, no punches. We speak the truth. You ready?
All right.
Was you fucking team when she was on the line?
I deny that.
Deny that?
All right, go ahead.
Okay, let's get this. There's no kids. We speak how we talk normally. So I'm going to give it to you raw and uncut. Do tea pussy stay wet?
Oh
yes.
My God.
You took too long to answer.
They stupid, babe.
You took too long to answer. You paused for a minute.
He had to pause for
it. He said wet.
Also, she said she is the resident cocksucking expert. Is this true? Your knowledge.
You stop
laughing. Expert in that department.
I'm
BS.
He said,
yes.
Nope. You need problems.
Oh,
hell no.
Hey, Steph, you can't ask him these questions in her presence because she got to handle her later. You got to get her off the air.
It ain't even like that. He do the truth.
He ain't got a
what?
He got a lot
of beauty.
I got a
question for him.
Yeah, Big Dave.
What grade is he in?
No, it's not like yours, sweetheart. It's not like you.
Oh, yeah, I got to tell you, Dave.
Because
Shorty said she was 10, Dave, when I asked her how old she was. I got a vouch for that. Shorty said she was 10 years old.
Did you pick her up or she picked you up?
Oh,
all right, damn, homes.
You always taking this shit left field, man. Sit down, man.
Exactly. That's telling me, did anybody pick you up?
Yeah, he weighs 90 pounds.
Yeah.
I heard.
Yeah, Big
Dave. He's 2 feet tall and always trying to talk some shit.
He sound like Quill.
Okay. Wait. I got a question for T-Friend. This is real talk. I want to know, did you ever toss tea salad?
Toss the salad,
home. Toss the salad, home.
No, I'll never do that. If anything, some other person tried to toss mine, but no,
T, you tossed the salad, tea?
No, he said some other person. He did not say me.
Somebody else. Try to toss mine. I was like, hold up. That ain't right. Nah.
Now.
So, but what if she come to you and she be like, Big Daddy, I'm in the mood right now. Got it. I want to do things we never done before.
Uh-huh.
She tell you slap it one time and you slap it. Bow. And she say, slap it again. You slap it. Bow. Then all of a sudden, you start getting a little oral, a little oral sex going on, and then she turned over real fast. And you ain't gonna continue?
You ain't gonna be doing no shit like that to me.
I ain't talking about you, man. What are you talking about, man? I'm talking about him doing stuff.
See, he always butting his own folks' business.
If you turn over real fast for the lady to eat your ass, you got a problem.
I wasn't talking to y'all.
I got some guys who like that.
God damn. See, I know Mark got somebody in front of his ass. That's good hygiene? Good hygiene.
No, I do.
I don't know who he got in front of him.
Hey, Steph, I got somebody here. She a freak too. I told her to call him, but she don't want to. So she's sitting in the background answering shit in the background. So I'm answering her. That's why I'm going at it with her ass. And she talking about, it's not like that. Y'all just two freaks into each other. Hey, I said, you ain't never licking my ass. That's why I said that.
But you licked my ass.
I was talking to her. Not the real talk was talking about. Fucking somebody talking about my ass. There's something wrong.
So, Mark, if she wants you to toss her salad, you going to toss it?
Huh?
If she wants you to toss her salad right after the show, you going to toss it?
This is good hygiene, man. You know he's not talking. But she got to take a shower and all that shit first, man.
Yeah, she got to take a shower, She just came from outside
If she was outside running, your ass have an aroma no matter what the fuck you do to them. Even after you wash your ass, you still got aroma in it. Shit, it's an asshole.
It's an aroma in it.
Asshole. So if she wants to, so you don't have a problem with tossing salad and shit.
I say
y'all finna
my baby and hang up
next. Hey, Steph, it was only that one part of the question today, the female fake orgasm.
Yeah, and what's the difference between a wife, a bottom bitch, and a mistress?
Oh, yeah, I got that.
All right, yeah, let's Team Fred answer that question. I want to hear his voice. There you go. You involved now. He got to still be there. Ain't no turning back. Team confirmation, Fred. Where you at? Are you there? I'm going to call him TC. Oh, he going and shit? He gone. Oh, yeah. He probably get ready to hit T off or some shit.
Shut up. Hey, I keep T telling you he in the room.
What the hell is that?
Dougie playing video games.
What happened?
So, Big Dave,
Yes, sir.
We heard T confirmation. Where's yours?
Wait.
Like I said,
yeah, who the fuck is playing video games?
I done been there, done that. I don't know what part of the, you didn't hear about my confirmation because it was on the phone.
Yeah, I heard her. Cause you know what? I'm going to let you know. I did hear her because I was the one who asked how old she was, and she said 10. Now, everybody that was on that line that remember
she
that day, please
old.
Say I.
I.
I'm going to tell you what happened. The first time you called, the answer machine came on. Then you stall for a minute. I'm real talk. I know exactly what I'm talking about. You stall for a minute. Then you call back and a girl came on. She was like, hi, hello. And you asked her the question. And I was like, hey, wait up. How old are you? She said 10. And then the phone hung up.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
I'll be God.
That is a lie. She said, you asked how old she was. She said, I'm grown. And then Steph asked her the question. And she said, most definitely. Now,
and she paused.
A couple of people on this line right now got a couple of pictures, or they got at least one picture after the show was over. Now, if they can recall, if they tell you that what I said to them looked like it was 10 fucking years old, then they got problems.
I did get a picture he did send out of the girl that was on the phone.
That's what, the girl that's supposed to be on the phone, man.
I mean, that's what he said. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
God damn, I ain't messing with y'all no more, man. Females saying they ain't gay, they don't do fake orgasms and shit. What the hell's going on tonight?
Hey,
Steph.
Hey, Steph.
Yes, sir.
I want to get back to that one that said she sat down on the dick.
That's Cookie from Atlanta.
What?
Cookie from Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
Dave, what you want to ask me? That was me.
He ready to fly to Atlanta.
I got one question for you.
Oh.
How did it hurt and feel good at the same time?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
I mean, I said once I got past that hurt feeling, it do feel good. I mean,
okay.
What do you mean? How? Yeah, but I'm talking about it hurt going in at first, and then, you know, once it's in there, I was good.
Wait a minute, what did she say? I didn't
listen.
Fuck
that pain
up. Fuck that pain up and no pleasure coming behind it. That's all.
I missed it. Wait, once again.
We're talking about anal fucking right now.
Oh.
Hey, Chef, don't they say pleasure is pain, so no pain,
if,
no gain?
Without pain, there's no pleasure. You got to be the exact
different thing.
Without
pain, there is no pleasure.
That's right. Without no pleasure, there's no pain.
You gotta suck that pain up and just wait for the pleasure to come.
Squeeze your ass cheeks.
That's what I did. What?
I mean,
that makes a woman
have an orgasm, the anal.
You have to relax your.
Yeah, mouth. A woman can have an orgasm if you. Yeah, a woman can have an orgasm if you fucking on the ass. You know, the ass gets wet too.
They have plenty of them.
There you go, Dave. Now we're on the same page, Holmes.
What'd you say, Dave?
Real talk. Hey, real talk. Where's your confirmation at? You asked if everybody else's.
Believe me. You heard my confirmation. Believe me, I got confirmation. You just don't know. I got confirmation. Believe me.
If we don't know that's your confirmation, that makes the confirmation.
Oh, believe me. I don't need for everybody to know as long as the host know. and a couple of people on the line.
The host should volunteer his confirmation.
What happened?
The host should volunteer his own confirmation.
I got confirmations worldwide, but
what are they confirming? What are they confirming?
Why
he put down?
What you said? What happened?
Yeah, what are they trying to get you to confirm? Real talk. What are they trying to get you
anything
to confirm?
Anything. He keep asking for everybody else's. So
what you want me to confirm? What's
I don't know.
Confirm?
Whatever. Whatever.
See,
pussy, licking ass, all that. Because you said you do all of that. So all of that.
Okay. You want me to confirm it? You want Do you want me to confirm it?
No, I was just kidding.
Oh, okay, then. All right, then. Hey, I'll confirm it for you. And I'm pretty sure she will not have a problem telling you.
You called the bluff. You might as well show her how good this thing is, bro. Go ahead and show her anyway.
Huh?
You might as well tell her anyway since she asked.
Okay.
You might as well give some shout out.
Watch this. Switchboard operator, if you can hear me, put the person on the line and tell him to say yes, please.
I'm right here.
There you go. There go my confirmation. Boom, pow. Anything
that's
else?
A switchboard operator? Now confirm it.
I said switchboard operator. Put the person on the line so they could confirm, please. That's what I said.
All right, well, she got a face on now.
What you want to ask her?
I was just playing with you. I was just kidding.
Don't get scared now, Coach.
I'm just saying. I was just kidding.
Switchboard operator. I don't know what. I'm going to just get it so she chalked up for real talk because he sounds confident in his game.
Oh, he should be. Very confident.
He tears it up in the bed.
Tears it up, yes.
He make you stop. He make you say enough. He make you say enough. I don't want no more.
Enough pineapples, whatever code word.
Oh, I'll tell you like this. I'm going to end it to you like this. One time, she was hitting the ceilings on my shoulder. Case closed. Bow. Let's go to the next subject.
She was what?
That's mine for life. No more me that. I said she was hitting the ceilings on my shoulder. Case closed. Poop pow.
Yeah.
Huh?
The ceiling. He said he was hitting the ceiling. She was on his shoulders and she was hitting the ceiling.
Hey, Steph. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Is that his second or third cousin?
You don't believe him, Big Dave?
You should have hit him with one of the ones he hit you with. How much he pay you?
Is that his second or third cousin?
Ain't no cousin.
Dave, me and you two different people. See, mine is on the line. I don't have to call. See, it's a difference. Mine is on the line where I don't have to call or anything. See,
they got to be on the line when they're punching the fucking clock for you. They got to be on the line.
See, that's how I figured. You one of those cats that think they know how to eat shit. So it fucks you up when she came back on and said, you ain't know what you're doing. It fucks you up. Because, you know, she spoke the truth.
Since Real Talk got confirmation, Big Dave did his confirmation, T did his.
I'm not a he.
I'm not a he. I am a her.
I said T got hers.
Okay,
and
now we need the host
his confirmation. You may as well go ahead and confirm some shit, Steph.
We got 1 minute left on the show.
Huh?
Hold on, we have Shelly on the air. Shelly, you there?
Now you want to get a new caller.
She called them. We got 3 minutes left. Shelly, you there?
Hey, how you doing?
What's
hey,
up?
Darling.
Why you over 2 minutes left, scary ass?
She got a confirmation? Cause she can't get on the line unless she got a confirmation.
I've been listening to the show. I'm just laying low tonight, showing y'all some support. That's all.
Okay.
Does the host GQ Palace Love, Life, and Loyalty have a confirmation?
I got a confirmation.
Hey, Steph.
Yes, sir.
What did y'all need to know from me? Somebody keep texting me, talking about asking them what they needed to know from me.
They ain't need to know a damn thing, Dave, because you've been lying.
We have Waverly on the line now. Waverly, you there?
What's up, y'all?
What's up, Miss Waverly?
Hey, what's going on with y'all?
Oh, shit. She sounds too
confident. You have a confirmation.
There you go, Dave. There go one for you. She sounds real confident.
Do you got a confirmation? Do you have a confirmation?
What y'all need me to confirmate on?
Oh, shit. How is it in the bedroom? Is it whack, great, or mediocre?
Ooh, with me or with Dave?
Oh, should you want a Dave confirmation?
That's confirmation, y'all.
That's Dave confirmation?
Yes, it is.
What is on how, the all right,
how,
well, this
how is
you.
Dave is it?
What is he working with on the scale of 1 to 10? Let all the ladies know.
With eating pussy, because that's his claim to fame, right? They say he's the best pussy eater around.
No, we're not going with the pussy eating again. But I give him a plus on I guess on the other stuff.
She said, I guess.
Mm-hmm. No. If you can't opt out, that so you have no option. This is not PG.
I didn't told y'all with the pussy eating. He ain't good.
He's not good.
I got you called in again with the same shit, Big Dave.
Yeah, that's what
you said. Well, you said he's not good. Or good.
No, so you know, probably, you know.
Dave, what do you need confirmation for, Dave?
I didn't need confirmation for anything. Somebody said they were trying to get me on the line. I don't know why. I just asked a question. What did they need to know from me? I didn't never get an answer.
I need your confirmation. What they need to know.
Was you on his shoulders and you were touching the ceiling?
Nah.
She just gave confirmation that he can't eat no pussy, so that's just it.
Yo, Dave, what's the deal? Hey, wait, can I ask you something?
But she said he was good in all the other departments, though.
No, but she said, I guess. She said, I guess. That ain't good enough.
Okay, Waverly, can I ask you a question?
What's that?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Has Dave ever tossed your salad?
Nah, but I tossed his.
Oh, shit.
Dave.
Oh,
Dave
shit.
Done
fuck
out.
Shit.
Dave done
hey,
passed the fuck out.
Hey, Seth.
Yes, sir.
She raped me, man.
She raped you.
Yo, you let a female lick your ass? What's going on, ho? What the fuck?
That's big homie that said that? That's big homie.
No, that's real talk that said that.
What type of shit is that, yo?
Hey, real that's like that's the saying he wasn't there. She thought he was somebody else. Like he did the other one. When he said he fucked somebody else, she thought he was pregnant.
Oh my God, man.
He goes, yo.
We passed 9 o'clock. We in the fucking archives, y'all.
That's some funny shit. That shit's funny as hell. God damn.
Shit.
Waverly. So you got it. If Waverly, if he's good in all them other departments, what you mean? What you talking about? Like, we need a little more elaboration because he painted a big picture for himself.
He not. I mean.
Big Dave, you called the wrong one, Big Dave.
Hey,
sir,
I think, yeah.
I didn't call nobody. I'm gonna disown her ass after tonight, though.
Wow, I would.
Hey, Dave, hold up, Dave. If she's going on you like that, I know you got some information on her.
Man, listen, man.
How was her shit, Big Dave?
Son, I ain't gonna get into all that, man.
That's a goddamn shame, Dave.
Hey, Mark.
Huh?
I'm going to let her have her fun at my expense, but she shot
that's the same shit you said last time, Dave.
You said that last
that's
week.
Exactly. That's the same shit you said last time. Wait,
indeed.
You must be blowing your back out. Now go. That's what is going down. She's tearing your ass apart, and you can't handle it.
Hey,
that's
Seth.
What's going on.
Hey, Seth.
You just tried to talk
yes,
shit to a Brooklyn thoroughbred. I'm going to need you to go sit down.
Hey, Seth, you know exactly what you got to say, right?
Yeah,
hey, Seth.
Yes, sir.
You know, in Drag Race, we got a saying. It's like the standard rule. A set of lips will say any motherfucking thing that don't need no verification.
Don't try to
justify that.
You
got to redeem yourself. You got to get your points back. If you send me all them text messages.
I can't redeem
myself no more. That was two strikes.
Whatever happened with Miss Waverly, whether y'all believe it or not, that was over 20 fucking years ago. Whatever happened.
Get on your knees right now. What the hell are you talking about? You the best eater 20 years ago. How old are you, like 67 or some shit like that? How old are your ass?
Why are you saying 20 years? That was only 20 days ago.
Hey, I'm sorry. I believe Ms. Waverly. I think they've been hitting that shit recently.
She probably got a sister listening and shit. These motherfuckers, she tried to fucking shine, but I ain't mad at her. That's my people. I ain't mad at her.
Lee said that last week, too.
Hey, Seth.
You said that last week, too.
Number one in the fucking country, sir. your show number one in the country. I don't give a fuck if it's at my expense. I ain't got to prove nothing to nobody. But this
Wendy is that means you really can't eat no pussy then.
You see,
he keeps saying he the best. He do it the best. Apparently
exactly.
Not. You've been shot down twice.
So, Miss Waverly, do you believe you could suck a man's balls good?
Hey, son, I can finish with Tiffany ass. You be calling Miss Waverly. Say, you lying, bitch.
He must feel that you was good because he don't want to say nothing.
Huh?
Tiffany from Brooklyn, did you put some money on Tiffany from Brooklyn?
Listen, first of all, the jury is already out. You have been found guilty of being a fraud.
He's always guilty to proven innocent anyhow. But you women
you've
don't take each other's side. So we
you've been proven guilty twice.
You understand
that, Steph? Dave don't want to say nothing about her because he going to hold on to that. It must be that good. She must be able to suck a mean one. Because if I was putting me on blast, I would have put her ass on blast a long time ago. She
the jury
must be good.
Has returned a verdict. Guilty.
What can I tell you? I'm always the type. I like to prove myself. I don't give a fuck about what nobody says.
You tried to prove yourself twice, and they no go.
No go.
That shit is crazy.
I want to find out. Tiffany want to find out.
Not after the reviews about you. No thanks. I'm taking zero.
Hey, son. You heard this from Siskel and Ebert like he went to see a fucking premiere of a movie or something.
Hey, Seth.
Yes, baby.
I'm sorry. I was downstairs. Came back up.
What happened?
I ran downstairs real quick. What's going on?
What?
Huh?
Downstairs real quick. What is going on?
Who is this?
Kia.
This who?
Kia.
Oh, what's up, baby? Okay, I thought you was gone for something. Where the hell you went, baby?
Go on.
We were talking about anal fuck. We were talking about all type of shit. I don't know if you're ready for all that stuff, though, Kia.
Yeah, right now we on Big Dave.
Now we on Big Dave right now?
Who's Big Dave?
Tiffany can get y'all off me. Tiffany can get y'all right off me.
Honey, you a mess.
He talking about Tiffany from Atlanta or Tiffany from Brooklyn?
Tiffany from Brooklyn said she was he said he'd have pussy out and tear up, but she said we'll put money on that.
Trust me, y'all win.
I got
y'all
20.
Win.
I got
you
20.
You better put a little more. Matter of fact, a lot more. A lot more.
Yeah, he can't turn you out?
Of course not.
Now, I'm sorry. From what my calculations is real, so I gotta go with Tiffany. I put my money on Tiffany. Fuck that. Fuck that.
I put my money on Tiffany.
I think she'll tear Dave ass apart. I'll put my money on Tiffany.
How much time is in a day?
Hey, Miss Waverly said I was good at everything else, so let's find out.
Actually,
what she said was she'll give you a little plus. That's what she said.
Did y'all hear her say, I guess?
I'm
real talk. I got to keep it real. I got to stand by my name.
I don't know if you heard what he said. He said no. No, she. Yeah, I heard what he said.
Why'd you got to guess? When she asked you, did you fake orgasm? She said, yeah. Why'd you do? She said, I don't know. So you had to have a reason for faking it. So
what?
She said,
you talking to two different Tiffanys. Get it right, Bo.
Listen, I'm making a point. It don't matter which Tiffany I'm talking about.
She's been embarrassed.
She didn't have a reason why. She didn't have a reason why she faked the orgasm. Now I'm saying Miss Waverly said she guessed. But if she had it, what the fuck she got to guess about?
She had to guess whether it was good or not.
You know what you got to do to redeem yourself, Dave? You got to get that chick. Get over your house, get on a video, and send it to the host and let him figure it out.
I know the motherfucker on the internet phone, son. Y'all don't know him, but I know the motherfucker on the internet phone.
Shit, she holding... I don't know, son. She got some weight right now. She said...
It all sound good. Y'all would like to believe it, though. You would like to believe it. I ain't mad at you.
Where my girl, Kia? Kia, you there, baby?
I'm listening.
You here listening to this crazy shit?
This is a goddamn.
Huh?
I'm looking to crack out what a guy Dave is saying.
Okay, all right. Just making sure you're still there, baby.
I'm here.
Yeah.
All right, well, man. Shit. Well, I think we went over our time slot today. It's about, the show's about to end. But listen, Kia, you are one of my diehard sports fans that know about football and all this shit. Tomorrow's show is my girl's T. She's on the airline. She does the sports show.
Yeah.
You can definitely call in tomorrow and talk your football with her. T, this is one of the smartest women I know about football right here.
That's
what's
up.
Well, did she see how them fucking Giants lost?
Oh, yo, don't start
she was
riding
with my Eagles, dude. She was riding with my Eagles. She's a Steeler.
Wow.
Hey, Mark. Mark, Kia is a diehard Steelers fan, baby.
That's my bet. I love you, Kia.
And Mark's a diehard Steelers fan, too, Kia.
Diehard. I like this.
There you go.
Hey, that beats the G's I'm been a fan of.
Ha, ha. Oh, my God. We're here to end of this shit. Definitely call it tomorrow's show. For the sports talk, baby.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a great fucking show. Call in tomorrow for the sports.
Same number.
Same phone number and everything.
8:00.
Eight o'clock. All right, baby. We're gonna sign up this week. Today was a great show. Thanks for calling in, guys. It started off a little slow. All these callers were listening. I had a million calls listening, but they were scared to press one to join in the conversation. They all wanted to call at the end of the show to get the little shit off because they know how niggas get on this damn radio show. So tune in tomorrow for T's GQ Palace Sports. Tune in Wednesday for my man Picasso. Tune in Wednesday for my man Picasso. Friday tune in my man Rich Money. Sunday tune in for Spiritual Sundays, baby. It's been great. It's been butter, baby. GQ Palace. Woo-hoo.
Holy ground. Industry Ready Production, PSBeats.com. Make your purchase
now. Bitch ratchet. Bunker in the hood like she good, walking around letting everybody smash it. That bitch ratchet. Always the first one begging because you know that she don't ever really have shit. That bitch ratchet. But if she tell it, then she cute. How everybody ugly except for you, shit.
Yeah.
That bitch ratchet.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
you got a lot
yeah.
for, bitch?
Yeah.
Basically, bottom line is that bitch ratchet.
Yeah. She remind me of a bad dream. Said thing that ass spring but ain't clean.
Nope.
Hell nah, that ain't my bitch. My type of bitch got a job and got more teens. She the type to spend all the rent money. To tweet a bunch of pigs talking about she spend money. You ain't shit once you borrowing your friend money. Ratchet type shit, the reason why I don't lend money. Stop playing, what you thinking that I'm tricking, bitch? I hate when ratchet hoes say they on some different shit. I'm raw as fucking probably the realest that you gon' get. These bitches acting too suck up like they don't ever suck a dick. That's a lie, bitch, and everybody know. And word around town is you do more than dropping low. You ain't a lady, you the motherfucking hoe. Stop fronting because we already know, so.
That bitch ratchet.
Yeah.
Bunda in the hood like she good, walking around letting everybody smash it. That bitch ratchet. Always the first one begging because you know that she don't ever really have shit. That bitch ratchet.
Yeah.
But if
yeah.
she tell it, then
yeah.
she cute. How
yeah.
everybody
yeah.
ugly except
yeah.
for you,
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
That bitch ratchet.
Yeah.
But you got a lot for, bitch.
Yeah.
Basically, bottom line is that bitch ratchet.
Never no money, but always got a handout. And Ugg boots in summertime don't help you stand out. You got evicted, so you staying at your friend's house and trying to fuck niggas on your motherfucking friend's couch. Bad women got pussies with no limits. Give her 2 shots, she be screaming, don't stop. Get it, admit it, bitches, it's true. Some of y'all hating and might even walk away cause I'm probably talking about you. I'm a rude type dude, I'm telling these hoes what's up. Everything you do make me wanna shut you the fuck up. I don't hit balls even though your attitude fucked up. I call my other boss, you come through and you getting fucked up. Damn it, I'm one of the illest lyricists to touch this planet. So slick, Rick, don't know Nick, but straight cannon. She think I live in a mansion trying to show me a dancing like every other bitch and I can't stand.
That bitch ratchet, find her in the hood like she good. Walking around letting everybody smash you. That bitch ratchet. Always the first one, begging cause you know that she don't ever really have shit. That bitch ratchet. But if she tell it, then she cute. How everybody ugly except for you, shit. That bitch ratchet. What you got a life for, bitch? Basically, bottom line is that bitch ratchet.
Yo, it's your president, the boss himself. My name's Mercy. Can't forget my team. Yeah.
Holy ground.
Back to the shit.
That bitch ratchet. Found her in the hood like she good. Walking around letting everybody smash it. That bitch ratchet. Always the first one, baby, cause you know that she don't ever really have shit. That bitch ratchet. But if she tell a bitch she cute, how everybody ugly except for you, shit. That bitch ratchet. But you got a lot for me.